If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
I want to take one last look at the word atonement.
Sorry, we're out of time. Let's go smell some pot. Let's go smell some pot. Let's go smell some pot. Let's go smell some pot.
Every minute that you're smoking weed, you're killing your brain cells. You're taking something away from yourself. You know, you're taking a minute off of your life that you could have been here on this earth, that you could have done something special.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Marijuana is a mistress who goes by many names. She's also known as pot, weed, El Diablo de Verde,
wiggity, jazz plants, Lando Calrissian,
Dr. Fill My Pipe Up, Mr. THC.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Oh, hi. Did you want to buy some drugs?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Marijuana is delicious.
Roll another one. Just like this one seems to be about to quit, and I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. 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 It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
Woo! Rock and roll!
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 This one seems to be about to end.
Who wants some munchies?
I don't have another cent.
Come on, dude. Just take one hit. Don't you want to be cool?
But I'm on guard that joint. Just pass it around.
And now,
I realize that you guys are funnier when I smoke a fat ass bowl. Blaze it.
Our feature presentation.
I think that's probably pretty good advice.
Yeah.
Well,
I think so.
If you don't
everything's
like,
funnier that way.
If you
right?
don't like the show, go ahead and smoke out, and then all of a sudden you'll think it's good.
What is it about, I don't know anything about the science of drugs, but what is it about marijuana that makes everything seem so funny when you're on it?
Don't know.
And it has to do either. Something to your brain, right?
Yes.
Doesn't make me think things are funny.
Does it?
No.
No.
Makes me think I'm going to die.
Not on 420, though. That was a little different.
We think Lisa's a lot funnier when she does it.
Right.
We laugh at her a lot more.
That's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
Did you end up on the ground in the parking lot at one point, Lisa? Like curled up in a little ball?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Saying I'm going to die.
Good
remember?
Times.
Look, I don't want to name any names, but there are employees here at K-Rock who are known to have access to the good stuff, and you just have to understand that it's more powerful than what you're used to.
What yeah. I'm used to, the problem is I wasn't used to anything.
That is the problem. You need to start small and
I
start
didn't have
working
a base.
Your way up. Yeah. So this weekend, I want you to go score some, and then I want you to just smoke a little and just kind of work into it.
Build up to April.
Exactly.
It's build up like, to tolerance.
It's like going to Hawaii, laying out with no sunscreen.
Exactly.
When you're from Minnesota.
When you haven't spent any time in the sun.
That's
exactly.
That's what I did. Yeah.
So we had the pot brownies for 420, and Lisa ate some, and then a half
and
hour.
And then ate a little more.
Half hour later, she said, you know, I don't think there's even pot in those.
I so, thought you guys were joking
anything.
Around with me. You're
so
see
I
me going,
said,
hey, I think I feel something.
Did you have a little more? And she did, and then that's when all hell broke loose. She looked at me and mouthed the words, I have to go.
I went straight in the bathroom. I thought I was going to be sick. And then, but that's not what happened. I don't know what was going on. And then I didn't think I could breathe, so I came out and I was like, you have to call 911.
Yep. She did. She was trying to just call 911.
I think I might die.
It's funny, too, because I've never, ever had a bad reaction. You know, I've never had that paranoia or any of that stuff.
Well, lucky you.
I'm
a big fat pothead.
So when I, you know, when I told you to take more, I just figured, you know what I figured.
But it's only weed.
That's what I figured.
And then sure. I found out later Alex was angry because she'd had a little bit and I was ruining her fun.
Yeah.
Because she had to take care of me.
She actually had a lot and was perfectly happy to be that way.
Exactly.
And then it'd be nice to be someone like that.
Half of K-Rock was out there trying to reassure Lisa that she wasn't going to die.
What's the statute of limitations on whether you're going to sue us or not?
I think I have 2 years.
Darn it.
Just some time to think about that. Although I did get a big bouquet of flowers the next day, which to me said, don't sue, don't sue, don't sue.
Oh, how dare you.
Exactly.
How dare you.
They were beautiful, though.
I think we should start this show with this.
So what you're going to do is you're going to get down on your knees.
Oh, I've done this before.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's Lisa May in her pole dancing class. Are you going to go back for more of those?
I may. It's a lot of fun.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Then eventually we're going to need a pole in here, pole in there, pole in there, pole in the office.
I got to tell you, I got so many emails from women who had taken classes, and they all end up with a pole in their bedroom. Every one of them.
Yep, I've seen that same thing. What's That's up with that? It's addictive or what?
I guess. And you know, it's a nice
sure
precursor before sex.
Sure.
Hey, honey, look at my new trick.
There is that. And then yesterday we were talking about Dave with Tybo, and somebody else who works here came in and said, you know what I'm doing for an exercise class is I'm doing hula hoops.
Who said that?
Well, it doesn't matter, but hula hoops.
Omar?
It doesn't matter. Yeah, Omar.
It's just a guess.
Omar's doing hula hoops. No, but I didn't. Just the idea that there's a hula hoop class out there where people get together, they get a hula hoop, they put it around their waist, and then that's their exercise. That's bizarre.
That is funny.
And it's not anywhere near as good as a pole.
No.
So.
But probably less expensive.
So abandon. You need to abandon whatever you're doing and start taking pole dancing classes. I think that's the conclusion that we're coming to here.
Seems fair.
Because Lisa's doing it and she's enjoying it. And at some point in the future, I mean, what good is it to have such a skill and not display it for all to see?
Well, I also think it provides you with something to fall back on in case
exactly
other things in your life go south.
In case things fall through.
Right.
Exactly.
Boom, you're ready to go.
Some people go to business school as a backup. I suggest pole dancing.
Right to stripping.
Right.
Good I like deal. It. All right.
Probably make more money.
That's a good backup. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Miso show. It's Friday, and it is the 12th of January. And on this morning's show, LaQuisha makes a comeback, finally.
Yay.
It's been a long time since we talked to LaQuisha.
Yeah.
And she was talking about that new show, Armed and Famous, where they are actually taking D-list celebrities and making them cops, which sounds like an awful idea to me, which means good TV.
Yeah.
That's about a half hour from now. Also on today's show, it's Hammer Time. We got Harvey Levin from TMZ.com.
Great.
He's coming on the show to talk about all of the showbiz.
Everybody, I mean, he's done such an amazing job with that website that everybody thinks of TMZ.com when they shoot video of celebrities.
Yeah, true.
And that's why he ends up breaking all these stories, and he's back in the news again this morning, and I'm sure Ralph will be covering this with the Anthony Michael Hall story this morning. So he's got that video up, so we'll be talking about that new controversy.
Hammer Time! Hammer Time! That's coming up this morning. Also, we're going to talk to the guy who signed David Beckham.
Oh.
Bring him to Southern California. Tim Leiwicki is his name. He runs the Galaxy, and he's going to come on the show with us and tell us about David Beckham.
Great.
You see the money he's making in endorsements. Isn't that something else?
I have How not much? Seen that. No, I don't know.
I think for the next 5 years, between his MLS salary and his endorsement salary, he's expected to make $250 million.
And that's not bad, right?
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
A guy's got to eat.
But I mean,
I like that he says it's not about the money.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what the how it ends up helping the Galaxy. It'll certainly make them a lot more high profile because people who don't know anything about soccer can't name any other player can still name David Beckham.
He's
the marquee name,
super famous. They even made that movie Bend It Like Beckham. That was about him. So anyway, we're going to talk to him today and find out just exactly when that starts and how that's going to work out.
How we can get Beckham to quit wearing that stupid ponytail thing that he does, too, by the way.
Dude, I got news for you. The chicks dig him.
It's hot.
Whatever it is he's it? Doing is working for him.
I was watching him on the news last night, and they showed various pictures of him, and I popped back to the one with him in the ponytail, because that is by far the hottest one.
Okay. It's the only. He's the only guy in the world who wears that hairstyle. By the way, I don't know how what he does to it, but it's not just a ponytail. It's like stacked up on top of his head or something.
But he can pull it off.
Yeah, clearly.
I guess
you got Jed on one hand, can't pull it off, and you got David Beckham who can.
Jed looks like an old homeless woman with the same hairstyle.
We have Mary Lynn Ricegub on the show today. She plays Chloe on 24, which comes back again this Sunday. 2 hours Sunday, 2 hours Monday.
How happy are you?
Oh. I'm like a pig in slop. I
God,
love
4 hours.
Love
really?
That 24. Yeah, yeah. That's what they do. That's what they did last year too.
Really?
Now on a Sunday night you watch 2 hours, then on a Monday night you watch 2 hours. And in this particular case, we have the day off on Monday.
Yeah.
Because it's Martin Luther King Day. So, anyway, we have Mary Lynn Ricegub on the show, and we are going to give away a trip to the set to a big 24 fan. So that's coming up on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show. We got the movie beat because it's Friday, and we have Jared Leto in studio.
Ah!
He's going to be here to help us do the grand prize drawing for K-Rock's World Tour 2007 Destination Number 2. And that is a chance for you to see 30 Seconds to Mars in Montreal, Canada. And we have one more chance for you to qualify between now and then when he comes in and we do the drawing. So there's still time for you to get into the drawing by listening to K-Rock and then calling when we tell you to call.
All Mike was talking about, by the way, at Acoustic Christmas was how he was going to make out with his boyfriend, Jared Leto. And then he wimped out. So maybe today, maybe today's his day.
You screwed me over.
No, it's always somebody else. It's always someone else. Away we did. All right. Yeah. We'll take a quick break. Ralph Showbiz Beat is next.
And Ralph Garman is here with the Showbiz Beat. Good morning, Ralph.
Happy anniversary, everybody. Woo!
Happy
anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Anniversary of?
On this day in 1966 on ABC television.
Yeah.
Debuted the greatest TV show of all time, mother effers. Batman. Starring Adam West and Burt Ward, debuted on this day in 1966 to huge ratings, making it the number one TV series
that's
of the year.
That's what you were saying happy anniversary about?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying happy anniversary about, bitch.
The,
you got a problem?
41st is the big one, so yeah.
The point of this story.
The point of the story is Batman rules.
Okay.
You know who the very first villain was in the first episode, Kevin?
I'm sure you don't.
Do. I know you're pretending like you don't know because you don't think it's important.
I think if I had the world's most powerful microscope, I wouldn't be able to find my own interest in that question.
Can I guess?
Sure.
Smegma Man?
Yes. Smegma Man. Yes. Smegma Man, who was played by the late Durward Kirby.
Who was it?
The Riddler, played by Frank Gorshin, who was nominated for an Emmy that year for that performance.
This is Adam West.
Hey, Adam.
Get a life, Ralph.
Come on. Wrong with you people.
Yeah, Adam doesn't care about today.
You know what? This is wrong. An Air Force staff sergeant has been relieved of her duties for posing for Playboy magazine.
I saw that.
That's one way to get out of it.
I guess so.
I'd do it.
The staff sergeant's alleged action does not meet with the high standards we expect of our airmen, nor does it comply with the Air Force's core values of integrity, service before self, and excellence in all we do, they said, as they gave her the heave-ho. She's relieved of her duties as they investigate. Hey, I bet they're investigating. They got a box of copies back at Air Force headquarters. And a lot of Jergens hand lotion. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, yeah.
Ralph, what are we going to get to
the point?
What's
wrong with this country?
Yeah, exactly. When are we going to get to the point where you're not a bad person or immoral or unfit for duty just because you take off your clothes? Look, everybody has a body.
How dare you?
Big deal.
How dare you, sir, suggest that nudity is not harmful or dangerous to our society? How dare you?
How does that make her any less a good Air Force employee?
Because she has nipples, and we saw them.
You know what? I think she is gorgeous. I think she is an incredibly, incredibly attractive person.
That's what
the
we're
only
saying.
Thing I am worried about is getting a boner.
Right.
Yeah.
That's one of the generals.
Red alert, red alert. We have a naked airman. Scramble the jets. Bomb Hefner's mansion. What's wrong with these people? Especially now, in a time of real war where real crap's going down everywhere. This is what they're worried about?
Cheer up her fellow officers. You know what I mean? They'll love it.
I've got news for you. This is a recruiting tool. See that chick, Playboy, in the Air Force?
Tool.
You go, hey, I'm joining the Air Force.
Yeah. You can see the photos in next month's issue, by the way, which also happens to feature...
Yes.
Trisha Helfer.
Oh,
you guys
yeah.
are familiar with Trisha Helfer. She's number six, the number six Cylon on one of my new favorite shows, Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, that's science. That's a different thing. Yeah, but she's smoking hot for a robot.
I would so go over to the Cylon side.
That's what
I don't blame Dr. Baltar at all. Do you?
Not a bit.
That's what I'm saying. Kid Rock. Remember that story where he was looking for Tommy Lee? He was all pissed off at him in Vegas on New Year's Eve because he heard he said some stuff about his breakup with Pam.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So he kicks in the door of Tommy Lee's room at the Hard Rock.
Yeah.
Turns out not to be Tommy Lee's room.
It was someone else?
You didn't hear the story?
No.
Yeah, it was Dave Stan, who is a professional poker player who was there at the Hard Rock for a tournament.
That's awesome.
Kid Rock, loaded, comes by, kicks in his door. Hi, how are you? You got the wrong room.
Brilliant.
Well, Dave, after the event, said he wanted an apology from Kid Rock and an autograph. Neither of which he's received from Kid Rock.
Come on, you kick in the guy's door, you could give him an apology.
So now he has challenged him to a $10,000 game of elimination blackjack, mano y mano, with the loser's money going to the winner's charity of choice, which is pretty cool.
I like it.
As of yet, Kid Rock has not accepted the challenge. But Dave Stan, this guy said, look, he already owes the Hard Rock Casino for the door. Why not tack on a few extra dollars for a good cause?
Exactly.
So I'll be following that story and let you know. Speaking of money that celebrities won't be holding on to for long, celebrities at this year's Golden Globe Awards are going to have to tough it out. They won't be getting their goodie bags like they've gotten in past years. Ordinarily, presenters on the show get a goodie bag worth about $40,000 worth of jewelry, electronics, trips, spa packages. But the IRS has stepped in, and last summer they ruled that all swag given to celebrity presenters at these award shows is taxable income. So to avoid any issues with the with the IRS, the Golden Globes have decided to pass on the goodie bags this year. But they had to reach an agreement with the IRS to settle on all the back taxes of gifts they've given out over the years.
Really?
Yeah.
Man.
So now to avoid future headaches, they're just going to eliminate it completely.
I'm
so pissed
weird.
If I was a celebrity. Finally get to present at one of these award shows.
Oh, this is the year we don't give away diamonds and iPods and trips to Antarctica.
Hearing about this all your life.
Exactly. Nothing. Mm-hmm.
But it's so weird because, let's say, pick a name. Reese Witherspoon goes into a jewelry store and she's at Tiffany and they say, hey, we're big fans of yours. Here, we'd like to give you this ring as a gift just for being you. Do they charge your tax on it that way?
If they find out about it, I'm sure they do.
Well, I think because the presenters are performing a duty in exchange for remuneration, which would be considered
so they're claiming it's employment,
it's,
basically.
It's income because they're
not
going. They're right. They're going on the show. They're performing an act. They're performing a job.
Right.
And then in exchange, they get this bag as sort of a remuneration. They say
not like they need it.
But yeah, it's true. But still, it's nice to get free stuff. You know,
always.
Elizabeth Hurley's waited her whole life for the wedding of her dreams. Looks like she's going to get it with her boyfriend, Arun Nayar. They're doing a full-blown, both British and Indian wedding ceremony in Mumbai.
Ah.
Where's Mumbai?
India.
It should be Bombay.
India. They're having it at the Hilton Towers Hotel. And apparently, the plans for the wedding are so detailed, she had to send out an orientation pack to all the guests.
Orientation?
How to dress, what they're going to need to do, how to perform at an Indian ceremony, all this kind of stuff. You'd have to bone up for this wedding.
It's several days. I have a friend who went to one in India over
several
the summer.
Several days?
Yeah, it's quite
it's like a
three-day
festivity.
Really? You have to dress up?
Oh, yeah.
I'm out.
And you have to wear traditional Indian garb, by the way.
That I do normally on the weekends, but
You wear a sari?
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. They're opening up a wedding shop at the hotel where they're having it, where the guests can buy their Indian clothes, and a tailor will be on hand 24 hours a day to make adjustments.
Wow.
Here's the thing. They're speculating that, all told, this wedding will cost close to...
Yes?
$500,000.
$900 million.
No.
$900 million?
What?
No, I'm sorry, $900,000.
Oh. I was just saying.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
$900,000. $900,000.
That's...
Just for the wedding. $900,000.
Wow.
That will be definitely uncool.
Almost a million just to get married.
Wow.
How do you like me now?
That's a lot of money.
Sad news for Bobby Brown. Bravo has announced they're officially canceling his reality series, Being Bobby Brown. Apparently now that Whitney's not around, it's not that interesting anymore.
Nope.
Bravo has also reportedly turned down Bobby's other idea.
What's his other idea?
He wanted to continue being Bobby Brown, but instead of having Whitney in the show with him, he wants to have Mike Tyson in the show with him. Apparently he's good friends with Iron Mike.
I'd watch that.
That's what I'm talking about.
And Mike needs the money.
Uh-huh.
They weren't interested in his current girlfriend, Corrine Steffens, who is a former porn star. They didn't want that combo on the show.
Okay.
And they wouldn't go for Mike Tyson, so they're just going to cut him loose.
I like Bobby Brown and Mike Tyson. They should do some sort of a road trip show where they just drive around America.
And fight and sing?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Box, then they sing, then they box.
Bobby should fight, though, and Mike should sing.
Exactly.
That would be interesting. And TVGuide.com asked viewers, who's the hottest doctor on TV?
Dr. Dreamy?
Let me give you the top. They had six choices here. I'll tell you how they finished, how they ranked, okay? Your little Dr. Dreamy?
Mm-hmm.
Your little Dreamy, Lisa?
Dr. McDreamy.
Yeah, third place.
Third.
Boom.
She's not a doctor.
Dr. Tony Gates from ER got 0.5% of the vote. I think that's John Stamos.
John Stamos, yeah.
Okay.
Dr. Sarah Tancredi from Prison Break also got 0.5% of the vote.
Okay.
Dr. Mark Sloan, who's McSteamy.
Yeah, he's hot.
He got 3% of the vote.
Wait a minute. There's a McSteamy and a McDreamy?
Oh, yes there Kevin. Is. And there's also a McCreamy.
There's no McCreamy.
That's in the porn.
And a McLean Cuisine, guy who's trying to lose weight, one of the doctors. Dr. Mark Shepard, Derek Shepard, as I mentioned, he's McDreamy. He's 16% of the vote, finished at number third. Christian Troy from Nip Tuck.
Oh, sure. Oh.
He got 35% of the vote
wow.
on TVGuide.com. But the winner, by a long stretch, 45% of the vote, Dr. Gregory House. Booyakaw!
What?
Booyakaka!
That's baloney. It doesn't make sense.
He's People, not.
Girls think he's dreamy.
But he's... What?
He's sexy, Kevin.
No way.
He's smart, and he's sexy, and he's the bad boy, and he's cranky.
That just tells me what age the people are that
Chicks
took that quiz.
Chicks dig cranky. That's what I'm telling
right?
you. Absolutely. And a cane. you're cranky and a cane...
Yeah, that's a combo.
You don't shave... Oh.
I'll let cranky out more often.
You dark should. Circles under your eyes...
You got it.
No way.
Good stuff. Way?
No way.
I just said way.
No way, I'm saying.
I'm saying way.
I know, I'm saying no way.
Double way.
You win.
Just countered you with the double way.
Hey, Lisa, what's your take?
Well, I think Christian Troy is actually at the top of my list. He's really hot.
From Nip Tuck.
From Nip Tuck, yeah.
Julian McMahon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Dr. House is like 60.
Close
Dr.
Perfect.
House can't even have sex.
He's not 60.
He is. He's like 60.
He's
got a cane.
Almost exactly the same age as you.
He can't even have
just
sex.
So you know.
He's got that whole hip thing. There's no way. He's popping pills all day.
Well, it's his but thigh. It's not his
whatever.
Hip.
Eddie's brilliant. And that adds a lot of attractiveness to a person.
Chicks think genius. Cranky Dr. geniuses. Phil. Dr. Phil not on the list.
Fat bald head. Dr. Phil turns out not a doctor.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Kirstie Alley is 56 years old today. You think once in a while she just lets herself go and just has a pallet of cake?
Yeah.
Like absolutely.
Kirstie Alley? No.
Just in the Costco, they just drop off a pallet of birthday cakes and she just goes
obesity.
Nuts.
Adiposity. Mm-hmm. Corpulence.
Right.
Whatever word you use, it represents one thing.
Yeah.
Being a big fat ass.
That's true. Oliver Platt. One of my favorite actors. Most recently, I guess, on Huff, you could see him. I don't know if that show's on anymore. But,
I don't either.
I think it's been canceled. But he's a real good actor. 47 years old today. Rob Zombie turns 41. Oh. Vendela, the supermodel, turns 40 years old today. And Zach De La Roca, singer for Rage Against the Machine, before Kevin decided he had enough of them and split them up.
But, dude, at least he came out with all that great solos.
That's true. Oh, wait.
Sorry.
He's 37 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
On 106.7 K-Rock.
No, not again.
This KROQ, and it is the Kevin and Bean Show at 29 minutes after 6 o'clock.
Got to get some sort of a timer, something that counts down to the end of the song so you can see that coming.
That's a great idea. Hadn't thought of that.
Wait, we have one of those. It's 6:29 on K-Rock. Marilyn Reichskov, she plays Chloe on 24, coming up later on this morning's program. And Psycho Mike's boyfriend, Jared Leto, will be here next hour as we make the grand prize drawing to send someone to Montreal to see Jared's band 30 Seconds to Mars. That's all coming up in the world-famous K-Rock.
First, though...
Hammer time.
It's hammer time.
That's what I'm talking about. TMZ.com is the entertainment website of choice around the world. And here on the Kevin and Bean Show, we're happy to welcome from TMZ our pal Harvey, the Hammer 11, on the phone. Hey, Harvey.
Hey, guys. Hey, Lisa May.
Hello, Harvey.
Good to talk to you. I know you've had a busy week. We appreciate you squeezing us in. And as usual, there's tons of stuff going on. Are you telling us that Britney has a new man and a new dog this week?
Well, it's possible. I mean, she's just not missing a beat, is she?
No, not a beat.
No. She doesn't slow down.
Huh?
No, I mean, it seems like she's basically going out, getting drunk, partying. She's got
falling
a dog.
Asleep.
The only thing we haven't seen her doing is having, you know, time with kids.
Taking care of her children.
It's amazing to me. I mean, she is just, she doesn't listen to anybody. I mean, I know that there are people in her life who are telling her, look, this is just killing your image. But she's just apparently never listened. I got a really interesting email from somebody who was kind of involved with her once.
Yes.
And she really keeps her own counsel, and she just kind of does what she wants to do. And it's kind of worked with, you know, for her in the past. I will tell you this, that you know when she passed out at Pure?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
It was like gold for Pure. They were so happy.
Of course.
Because it's just like they got more publicity out of that which made me laugh that people were saying, oh, they weren't going to pay her. I mean, they were so happy. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Harvey, because had it just been a regular night where she went and hosted and nothing happened, it would have been a photo and a mention. You know, that would have been nothing there. Hey, what you wrote on TMZ.com that she got this, this new little chihuahua, this new little rat dog. What happens to all the other little dogs that she has? Because it seems like we see them for a while and then they're gone.
Didn't she have Bit-Bit and...
Yeah, what happened to Bit-Bit, for instance? Yeah. Is that right to Puppy Lake, or what's the deal here, Harvey?
You know what? I mean, it's like almost like, my God, that puppy grew up. I need another one now. I don't know. I mean, it's a troublesome question.
What, does she just push him out into the street and send him off on their way?
Feeds him to the sharks.
It's like, you know, Clinton taught her what to do with Buddy.
Yeah.
Traffic, buddy.
Oh, that's sad. I want to get an update from you on the Lindsay Lohan surgery. We had one of our frequent K-Rock listeners and contributors, Dr. Mo, who is an actual surgeon, actual doctor, knows a lot about appendectomies, calls absolute BS on any possibility that it was an appendectomy. What are you hearing, Harvey? And if it wasn't that, what do you think it was?
Well, I mean, her rep went on record saying that it was an appendectomy to us, and that was when we broke it.
Right.
But, I mean, look, I'm not a doctor, and I don't play one on TV.
Right.
But it was ridiculous when you look at the video we got the next day. I mean, she's jumping around, running. It seems insane to think that it was real. That
there's just no way.
She was in the hospital a year before, right after New Year's Eve as well. So, I mean, she visits the hospital a lot, but this just seems ridiculous.
Maybe she just has friends there. Maybe she just shows, hey, how's it going?
And stays the night.
Can you give me an IV?
For a night?
Yeah.
But you don't have any kind of a theory on what other procedure might have been being done if it wasn't this, then?
I don't, but it just seems so. You remember, it was just overnight.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know what that would have been, but she seemed really surprised to see the cameras out there.
Right.
And she, you know, she was running. I mean, she was just running and screaming, and it just doesn't seem like the people people I know who had appendectomies didn't do that the next day.
It's funny, Harvey, when you say that her rep told you that, she went on record and told you that. Kurt Cobain's rep told us that he was just fine after he was already dead.
Right.
And we heard the story, so we contacted it. Oh, no, fine, doing well, feeling good.
they didn't even admit to a headache.
That's the trustworthy rep that you can have.
Well, no, but can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I think that the rep was duped. I don't think the rep put a bad story out. I think the rep was really duped.
I got you.
I believe that. And I know this person, and I just think that she, I mean, I don't believe it's an appendectomy, but I think that's what she was putting out there.
Gotcha.
She has never thought she was going to be seen the next day leaving that place.
Right.
Because she seems so shocked that if she could have been under the radar for 3 or 4 days, then people might have believed it.
Hey.
She seemed genuinely shocked when she walked out of the hospital.
Do you think maybe this got out of control and she needed some medical attention?
Fire crunch.
Oh.
I say it's disgusting. Go back to your cheap motel. You fire crotch, a stinky beaver.
Well, maybe she was having a stinky beaverectomy.
Oh, come on, guys.
In our remaining moments with Harvey the Hammer Levin from TMZ.com, we don't even have time to talk about the latest fantastic picture, speaking of fire crotch, or Brandon Davis on the site, but it's one of the best I've ever seen. But I have to ask you about this, because all the newscasts in L.A. were talking yesterday about the news story you broke about former Brat Packer Anthony Michael Hall. Tell people who haven't heard about this story. This is, of course, the kid from 16 Candles and all those movies with Molly Ringwald. What happened, Harvey, and what do you make of it?
Well, I was outside the Laugh Factory, and he just starts using the N-word again. And I can't, I don't know what to make of it. I mean, it's just, I don't know what to make of it. I mean, I think it's really bizarre, and, you know, it's, I guess he must think it's cool or something like that, but, you know, I wish I could explain it to you, but do you guys see it?
Yeah. Well, I did. And
what do you make of it? Because honestly, I'm like shocked at it.
It's so different from the Michael Richards incident at the same location because he's not screaming it at somebody that he's mad at. I mean, it sounds like he's almost doing it just to be funny. That's what it seems like. Like he's kind of paying tribute to the fact that this is where it happened is how it looked to me.
Yeah, but it's like, so in other words, he's trying to be cool.
Yeah.
It just kind of misfired to me.
Yeah. It wasn't a great joke. We could say that.
Now, is Jesse Jackson going to be calling him? I mean,
it's so hilarious that the Laugh Factory is saying that they're going to penalize anybody who says it, and they're inviting people back on stage who say it. So it's like the last bastion of being able to say that is at that corner.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Is there going to, last question on this, is there going to be any kind of repercussion, or is there nothing you can do to Anthony Michael Hall's career anyway?
Well, that's what I'm thinking, is that maybe this was like the last desperate gasp that he'll get some attention, because I don't know. You know, I think he's had some trouble getting attention over the last couple of years. I mean, he's kind of gone the way of Tara Reid.
He probably said, dude, did you see all that press that Michael Richards got? Dude, I got to do something like that.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, I think in a really twisted way, that's kind of what's going on here. It just, why else would he do that?
Yeah.
Oh, celebrities are funny. I got it. Well, Harvey, I hope you got a good weekend plans. I look forward to talking to you next time, dude.
Okay, guys.
Thank you, Harvey.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye now.
Special guest joining us this morning as we call the lucky winner of the grand prize, Jared Leto himself from the band 30 Seconds to Mars. You know, that reminds me, as he's on his way in here, don't we need to send Psycho Mike out for some breakfast or something?
Yes, come on.
Get some food.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm hungry. Are you? Yeah, absolutely.
I'm starving, actually.
Food would be good.
You need to go and come back in like an hour, Mike, I think is what you
think. The last time we were this hungry is when Adriana Lima came in.
We had to send Mike out again.
Yeah, that's true. Didn't you get a speeding ticket or something?
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
That rules.
We had a way better day that day than you did, Mike.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, you know who I'm feeling terrible for these days is Ozzy Osbourne. I know we don't talk about him much, haven't thought about him much, but hasn't this poor guy suffered enough? This week has been a terrible week for Ozzy to read about what's going on with his children. And we thought, you know what, let's catch up and find out how the old guy is holding up. The great Ozzy Osbourne, ladies and gentlemen, on the phone on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Good morning, Oz.
Hello.
Hey, yes, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Kevin and Bean, how are you?
We're very good, thank you.
Well, I'm glad you remembered us, Ozzy. Listen, now, we wanted to talk to you about your kids. You've been following what...
What's wrong?
Sharon, it was all about the kids.
We want to talk about the kids, yeah.
I hate the kids.
You hate your own kids?
I hate them.
Really?
I wish I could push them back up inside Sharon.
Oh, wow. They're a little big for that.
Kelly wouldn't fit.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Well, that's true. Have you heard, speaking of your daughter, have you heard what her new plan is, Ozzy?
No, what's the new plan?
Well, she wants to be in Playboy. She's making her intentions known that she wants to be on the cover and she wants to be nude fully inside.
Yeah, the fat one wants to be a playboy.
Well, that's what we're saying. Look, Ozzy, she says, hey, I used to be a size 14, but I've been working hard, and now I'm down to a size 10.
Oh,
so it's
well,
time
then,
to
by all means, take your clothes off. Because it's smelt size 10.
Lisa, what is the size of most of the women who would pose in Playboy?
2 or 4.
Okay, she's
probably.
A 10.
She's a 10.
She's 5 of them.
But then she says...
She's 5 playmates in one body.
And then, Ozzy, she goes on to say, I definitely go fully nude. There's no point doing it otherwise. Yeah. Yeah. Is there anything you can do? Can you step in?
I'll have to kill her.
No, we're
not saying that.
No, I know, but no.
I have to kill her.
Let's not do that.
I have to kill myself.
That might be better, but don't do that either.
They need to just release her to the wild so she can rejoin up with her pod, because clearly...
They did release her to the wild.
Mm-hmm.
She ate the wild.
Wow. Well, that was the first bit of bad news. And then, I don't know if you're keeping up with your kid, Jack, but he's on TV on a new show this week called Armed and Famous. Have you heard about this, Ozzy?
Turn on the TV, Jack.
No, not right now.
It's not on right now.
I can't work the remote.
Yeah,
I can't turn on the television.
It's okay. It's not on right now.
Oh, thank God.
It was, It was on last night and the night before. It's a new show where he's with a bunch of other D-list celebrities, and they're in Muncie, Indiana, and he's a police officer now, Ozzy.
Ozzy?
I'm sorry, what?
Your son, Jack, is a police officer.
On the show.
This is Ozzy Osbourne, so you've got the wrong number.
No.
He's joined the Muncie, Indiana police force for this television show called Armed and Famous.
Jack's got a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sharon, pack your things, we have to go. He's going to kill me.
No, I don't think he wants to kill you. He's just being a cop on TV.
He's a cop on TV, then?
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Is he in Law and Order?
He's not on Law and Order. No, it's called Armed and Famous.
That's a horrible name for
it
the
is.
Show.
It's a bad name.
Yeah. It is.
He has a gun.
But apparently he does have a real gun, and he is a real cop.
That's dangerous, Jack, with a gun.
Yes, yeah. It is.
He's not responsible.
Well, that's what we think.
I have to send Kelly over there to eat his gun.
Don't sell it, don't trade it. Call 800-TO-DONATE and donate your car to Heritage for the Blind. Call 800-TO-DONATE for hassle-free pickup. 800, the number 2, donate.
Somebody or blind, visit... pick it up? Is that what happens?
It's raising money for blind people.
Oh. So they can drive?
And I'm giving them cars.
Oh. Sorry.
Visit 800todonate.org. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
My bad.
As usual.
We'll talk about David Beckham when we get back with the owner of the LA Galaxy. But first, at 6:53, it's time for the Showbiz Beat with Ralph.
All I want to know is, can he still bend it? That's all I care about.
He can still bend it.
I don't care about his contract or anything. Can he bend it?
He can bend it like...
like himself?
That guy. Yes, like that. Like
oh, himself. Thank God. Yeah, I'm going to Vegas after the show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to it, because you know why I go to Vegas?
Hookers and blow?
Nope. The snow.
The snow?
Yeah, they're predicting 1 to 3 inches of snow in Las Vegas today.
Really?
You mean on the strip? Like right there?
In the city of Las Vegas.
1 to 3 inches of snow?
That's what they're forecasting.
Wow.
For. And that's why you go to Vegas. I go for the snow. I go for the outdoor winter sports.
What the hell?
That's why I go to Vegas. So I can ski down the Luxor Pyramid. The F's going on. You go to Vegas and you're getting snow.
That's not right.
It's all honked up.
It's the desert and all. Hey, Ralph, where are you going to watch the Eagles game? Have you planned it out?
I did a little research on the internet.
He planned it out?
Found myself an Eagles bar in Las Vegas.
Check you out.
So I couldn't be more pleased about the game tomorrow. Kickoff is at 5 p.m., by the way, if you want to watch.
There's two playoff
the
games.
The Saints Cinderella season come to an end. I'm going to feel bad beating them, quite frankly.
Two playoff games tomorrow, two playoff games Sunday.
Yep. Congratulations to Katie Sagal. You remember her from Married with Children and How to Have Sex with My Teenage Girls. Here's some rules.
And Lost.
I think that's the name of it, yeah.
And Lost, of course. Yeah, she's John Locke's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
52 years old today, celebrating the birth of her latest child.
What?
Esme Louise.
Did she have the baby?
No, she had a surrogate.
Oh.
She had some ugly chick give it, you know.
Do you know it was an ugly...
some younger chick.
Give up her vulva for...
Do you know it was an ugly chick? Have you seen a picture?
No hot chick needs to get money by birthing other people's babies. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Never really thought about it, tell you
kinda,
the truth.
Kind of an ugly thought, but all right.
She's got two other children, 12 and 10 from a previous marriage, and now she's got a brand new baby at 52.
Wow.
Okay.
Seems like poor planning to me.
Well, I know. Sure does.
Britney Spears, Kevin Federline still battling over the terms of their divorce. Life and Style Weekly magazine claims that Federline is demanding $50 million from Britney Spears.
Oh, for God's sake!
Or else, he says, he will sue for full custody of their children.
He's using their children as a bargaining chip.
Brittany replied, "We have children?" So might not work as well as he initially had hoped.
You know, he can sue all he wants for custody, but his lifestyle doesn't exactly lend itself to a judge going, "Yeah, you're the guy. We're going to give the kids to you."
Hers does, yeah, exactly.
You should be watching two small
children.
I think
a third party could get those kids pretty easily.
I think Madonna should adopt them. Or Angelina or somebody should step in. Speaking of Brittany... her stylist is pretty much saying, "Hey, don't look at me," regarding how beastly Britney looks these days. In In Touch Weekly magazine, she talks about the fact that Britney gets completely made up by her and her staff, and then only to find out later she's taken everything off and done her own makeup and clothing after she's already styled her. So she'll make her up to look good, sends her out. Then sees the photos from the red carpet. Someone goes, "Wait a minute, I didn't do that."
She changed everything.
She changed everything.
Well, then why have the first person do it?
I don't know. But Britt Bardo is her name, and she's pretty much saying, "Hey, don't blame me for what's going on there." Yeah,
all right. It's like a high school kid who changes clothes when they leave the house.
Exactly. Justin Timberlake and Cameron Diaz have officially announced their split. they finally had to issue a joint statement regarding all the rumors and news stories about their breakup. It has always been our preference not to comment on the status of our relationship, but now, out of respect for the time we've spent together, we feel compelled to do so. In light of recent speculation and the number of inaccurate stories that are being reported by the media, we have, in fact, ended our romantic relationship and have done so mutually and as friends and continue to love and respect one another.
Sure. Yeah.
So those reports weren't really inaccurate.
That's how it all works.
But they're saying who broke up with whom and stuff, but they're saying it was mutual, Lisa.
Oh. Of course.
And they're
well,
friends, and they continue to love and respect each other.
That's usually
that's
like
why
that.
They broke up.
And they completely... It was they at the same time, they came to the same conclusion. You know what? We probably shouldn't date anymore. I was just thinking that, Justin.
You're kidding. Oh, this is great.
I love and respect you.
I love and respect you too,
Cameron. You want to go out for dinner? Yeah, sure.
But I think now we should end our relationship. I was just going to say that. Oh, this is so mutual.
There is nothing wrong with you. I have no complaints whatsoever with this relationship. Let's not date. Let's
choose not to be together. Exactly. All
we're
right,
we're perfect
then.
Together apart.
Best friends forever? Absolutely.
See you tomorrow? Sweet. Absolutely.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger is in constant pain after his leg operation.
I've heard this.
What happened to his leg?
The governor broke it while he was skiing over the Christmas holiday.
Pete, I think you have some audio of a skiing accident that may have...
Oh, God.
Whoa, wow.
Pete, don't even
bother. It's the best audio ever.
Wow,
it's the
where
best audio ever.
But this is
I'm trying to imagine what he could mean.
You're going to pull something reaching for that
Let's
one.
Let's not go there, then.
He wants you to play Sonny Bono, although he can't find any way to tie the two stories together.
Because Sonny Bono hit a tree when he was skiing.
Because, you know, he's not the only California politician to have skiing problems.
Hi, this is Sonny Bono with...
He ran in Arnold.
Exactly. Oh. Ralph, say it again. This is how you get into that.
Try it again.
You know, it's funny because Schwarzenegger isn't the only California politician who's had trouble with skiing.
You're right, Ralph.
Write that down.
Hi, this is Sonny Bono with...
There was a guy this one time, someone else who was skiing.
The guy, another slope. Guy who maybe had some trouble with him when skiing was done.
Isn't the only guy, well, come after a guy.
Who has had trouble
who has...
skiing.
Politician, dude.
California politician.
Oh, California politician.
That would be the tie-in. Skiing.
That would be the tie-in.
Then I would have had a clue what you were looking for.
As opposed to just going, other skiers also trouble. Go fast hill down.
Audio?
It could have been a little smoother.
Schwarzenegger had a 90-minute operation on his right femur to put some screws in there and fix his broken bone. He says he's in pain 24 hours a day. I don't think I can remember having had been in this much pain, he said.
What?
This is really annoying to me. The only time I don't have pain is when I work. You must be in pain all the time then, aren't you? Now, Psycho Mike, you're our resident expert on the roids.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, doesn't extensive steroid use cause brittle bones?
I don't know.
A loss of calcium in your bones?
It certainly has detriment on your connective tissue. What probably does have some effect on your bones. I'm not sure.
Because I had heard a rumor to the fact that apparently he was just skiing. He didn't have an accident or anything, and the femur just pretty much went.
He had a hip replacement several years ago, I read. And that's part of what caused...
It puts extra pressure on the femur or whatever?
Exactly.
Low testosterone levels... does have an effect on your bones. Like you said, loss of calcium. So maybe all the years of having such high levels of testosterone from steroid use, the fallout from that has given him, you know, low testosterone.
And maybe why he needed hip replacement.
I see.
The femur doesn't just usually go.
Yeah. Just doesn't shatter while you're on skis.
I would have low testosterone also if I were married to Maria, by the way.
Hey, come on now.
I'm just saying.
She does have a dude's face.
But you...
There's another politician
there's another
who
California
was
politician has an ugly wife.
Too late. Too late, Kevin. Too late.
Today's celebrity birthday is Kirstie Alley, the actress and spokesperson for fat people.
Is 56 fat, years fat, old. Fat, yeah. fat, fat.
Oliver Platt. Very talented actor from Huff and other major motion pictures and TV shows. Is 47 years old.
Fat, today. Fat, 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 fat.
It's true. It's hard to argue.
Hard to argue there. Yeah. Rob Zombie turns 41 years old today.
Not fat.
Not fat. No. Vendela, supermodel Vendela.
Oh. Not fat.
Not fat. 40 not years fat old today. And Zach De Roca is 37 years old today. He, of course, singer for Rage Against the Machine. And let's not forget that on this date, 41 years ago, on ABC.
Sorry, we're out of time.
The greatest TV show ever.
I apologize.
Debuted.
We're out of time.
A little show called Batman starring Adam West.
That's
what I'm talking about. Happy anniversary, Adam. I know you're out there somewhere.
thinking of me.
Sure.
Because I'm thinking of you.
Sure.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Well, if Jared Leto's on his way in, Mike, we're going to have to say goodbye to you right now. I'm sorry. We're going to have to send you out. So
We need, what do we need? We need
starving.
Food.
Yeah.
Food. Yeah. Someplace far away. That'll take you about an hour.
There's a nice little restaurant in Barstow.
Come on, you already did this to me once.
Yeah, that was Adrian Lima, though. This
was a long time ago.
A whole different thing.
See you, Mike. We're going to have to let you go because we got very important business to take care of right now. It was the announcement heard round the world yesterday. One of the biggest stars in the world, David Beckham, popular soccer player for Madrid Real, and before that, Manchester United, announced that he is coming to play not only in the United States, ladies and gentlemen, but on our own backyard as a player for the Los Angeles Galaxy starting in August. And we're very excited to get the update on the story with Tim Leiwicki, friend of the show, president of the Anschutz Entertainment Group, owner of Staples Center, Home Depot Center, and, of course, the L.A. Galaxy. Tim, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend.
Thanks. First of all, Happy New Year's to you guys and Lisa. Haven't talked to you guys in quite a while.
It has been a while.
Thank you very much. You know, I love the article in the L.A. Times this morning where I guess the commissioner of Major League Soccer, Don Garber, said that the league has gotten more attention in the last few days than they probably have in the 11 years that the thing's been up and running. Has that been your experience as well, Tim?
Yeah, and it's not that we haven't gotten some attention over the last 10 years, but man, this is unbelievable the last couple of days. I never knew I had so many friends, and our backyard, by the way, got a lot bigger today.
I'm sure, yeah. Tell us about the negotiations. Is it a difficult thing to talk a guy like him? I mean, he's been playing in Europe for, you know, his 15 years or whatever.
Yeah, actually, you know what? We do the Beckham Academies with him. We're 50-50 partners in London and L.A.
Right.
So I've gotten to know him pretty well over the last couple of years and developed a good friendship. He's a great guy. People are really going to like him. I know that the media cast him out to be this huge superstar, but he's very down-to-earth, pretty humble guy, pretty normal guy. He is a good-looking guy, though. I will be the first to admit I am happily married, but I must say David's a good-looking guy.
That's a
good-looking woman.
As is his wife, right?
Yeah. He is. I mean, you're right. You can't look at that guy and not go, he's a good-looking guy. You're absolutely right about that.
He's like a Greek god. But the negotiations couldn't start until January 1st. And you will understand this more than anybody. Unbelievably, what helped us here is our music business, because we have a huge relationship with Simon Fuller at 19 and Jeff Rasko at Creative Artist,
right?
Because we do lots of tours with them. So suddenly the fact that we're in the music business paid a huge dividend, because the negotiations went very quickly. They were pretty smooth. And if not for the fact that those guys were involved, we probably wouldn't have gotten them out of there.
Wow. How about that? Now, it's not like David Beckham needs any more money or needs to be more famous. Why do you think he wants to do it? I mean, does he just feel like he's done Europe and now he wants to own Hollywood as well?
It's definitely not the money. In fact, I think he left money on the table. He could have stayed with a club in Europe and probably made more money than the Galaxy is going to pay him. The reality is, I think he sees a legacy. He loves thinking of himself is a player like Pele. He thinks he could take the league and the game to the next level, and right. I think he thinks there's an infrastructure now within this league with stadiums and teams and owners where this is a lasting legacy, and I think he just felt like that would be something that ultimately would be a top on his career, and he felt like he couldn't pass that chance down.
Do you think maybe you're hoping that this is the case, that it might elevate the MLS to the position of getting players like him to come over more often? I mean, for all this time, it's always been, if one of the American players were lucky enough to get into the European leagues, then that's amazing.
Yeah, well, I could tell you there are other players that want to come, including guys like Ronaldo. So, there, you know, this is not the only superstar player you're going to see. I think you'll see more coming. I think David's going to help us not only elevate our exposure but our credibility, and our timing's perfect, because this summer David's going to be able to get in and play against Chelsea, who's coming to Los Angeles for two games, and we start our club championship with the Mexican Premier League teams. So all the teams down there, including Club America and Chivas, are going to be up here playing the MLS teams. And David's going to be in that tourney. So it's going to send a huge message internationally to all the soccer clubs and the players around the world that suddenly Major League Soccer is credible.
Now, the LA Galaxy, they started in April, right? And he's not going to start till August?
Well, I read the August thing. I'm not sure where that came from.
Okay.
I think he'll be here sooner than that. But he doesn't end his year with Madrid until late June.
I see.
And so it's a matter of, one, you know, does he finish the season with them? Two, if he does, how much time off do we have to give him to rest up?
Right.
But we're hoping that we see him in late July when we have the Chelsea tournament.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
If you're just joining us, we're on the phone with Tim Leiwicki, who is the president of the group that owns Staples Center, Home Depot Center in the L.A. Galaxy, and we're talking about David Beckham coming to Los Angeles. You know, it's funny. There's not a soccer fan in the world now who doesn't know about the Los Angeles Galaxy. I mean, you can't pay for advertising like this. It really I had a chance to go to one of the friendlies that Beckham was involved in with Real Madrid over the summer, Tim. I went to see them play in Seattle, and it's hard, if you haven't been, it's hard to, I mean, he really is a rock star. I mean, the signs and the people dressing up and the people that take, I mean, the flashes when that guy is out on the field, it's unbelievable how magnetic he is to fans. It's just, it's hard to even put into words.
Well, we actually went out and did, I mean, you're 100% right. We did research on this because this is a lot of money for anybody.
Yeah.
And what we found is he is the most popular person on the planet. In places like Asia.
Right.
It's just absolutely amazing. You would think it would be a guy like Yao Ming, but it's David Beckham. Clearly in Europe, they follow his and her every move.
Oh.
In London, the guy has zero privacy and zero life.
He and Victoria are on the cover of every magazine everywhere all the time.
Yeah.
So, I feel so sorry for them, and I'm not sure it's going to get that much better here in Los Angeles. So, you know, we're not known for being low-key.
No, they were talking about some of the tabloids in London were talking about sending full-time reporters to Los Angeles just so that they could follow.
Lovely people.
Yes.
We'll love having them here in our fair
city. They're very wonderful.
Hey, Tim, let me ask you this, because the first call that we took on this yesterday was from somebody who's a diehard Galaxy fan and a big soccer fan, and his complaint was he doesn't think Beckham is nearly as good a player as his reputation. Yeah, he's a star, and yeah, he may be a good move, but this guy, you know, this guy's opinion was there are probably a dozen players out there who are better. How do you rank him in terms of the guys that are playing the game today?
Well, we had a choice here. There were a couple of other world-class players that wanted to come. And we were completely focused on David for two or three reasons. First of all, everyone makes fact of that he's 31 years old and his career is waning.
Right.
Well, let's not go tell Tiger Woods, Peyton Manning, or all the other guys that are 31 years old that their career is waning. I don't think they'd like to hear that. Allen Iverson wouldn't like to hear that his career is over.
No, he seems to be doing just fine.
So David's 31. I personally think he still has quite a few good years, and he's going to perform at a pretty high level for us. Secondly, people forget he went over to the Spanish league this past year with Real Madrid, and
right,
despite his differences with the coach, the guy literally led the league in assists. And so people always like to hammer David on, well, he's not as good as Ronaldo or Ronaldinho or a few other players.
Right.
That's because they're strikers and they're flashy, and David's not. David's a team guy. He's an assist guy. He'll make everybody better on the pitch for him being on the pitch, and he's a different kind of player. So we're not making a claim that ultimately this guy is the greatest soccer player in the world. We'll let David and his feet do the talking there. What we are claiming is David will be the greatest spokesperson the game ever had.
And you're gonna hook him up to come into the studio with us?
Yeah, actually, you know what? Out of all the shows in L.A., you two guys are really going to enjoy those two folks, because I think they'll enjoy you guys more than anybody. They're
excellent.
I hope that's the case.
Now, they like rock and roll, and so I think you guys will have fun with them. So
we'd like to let it be known, though, that we would not take him without her, if you don't mind.
Yes, we would.
Oh,
don't
we would?
Even
okay.
Listen to him. We totally would.
All right, we would then. All right. One last question, Tim. Can he still bend it?
You know, the only thing, he could not only still bend it, I'll tell you the most amazing thing out of the last 2 days. Today is the day we do the media conference, so he talks to the media today and we start our advertising campaign today. We sold 2,000 season tickets yesterday, and I'm just shocked by that. So not only could he bend it on the pitch, he could bend it off the pitch.
2,000 season tickets, wow.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
That's remarkable. Hey, where do people go, Tim? This is our last question for you. Unfortunately, we're running out of time, but where do people go if they would like to find out more about the Galaxy or to get tickets for the season coming up?
The best thing to do is just go ahead and go to lagalaxy.com, and those guys will be more than happy to talk to you about it. We got people buried, even forget our offices, we have them in our press box today answering phones.
It's
pretty amazing.
Well, Tim, we're happy for you, man. Congratulations. It's great for the club, great for the sport, and we always appreciate the opportunity to catch up with you. Thank you for coming
nice
on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Guys. Cheers. Lisa, nice
thank
to talk
you.
To you.
Thank you, Tim.
Bye, Tim.
Bye now. Is Mike gone? Did he leave? Did we get rid of him?
Oh, Mike's gone.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
we got rid of Mike. Yeah,
Center
we had
for
to.
Booze.
Had to push
it was
him out the door.
It was embarrassing. It was getting embarrassing the way he was talking about Jared. You bet.
Check it. I want to make sure he's gone. Since Jared Leto's here, I got
to
make sure Mike's gone.
Yeah.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show at K-Rock 106.7 KRQ. Jared Leto from 30 Seconds to Mars. Welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show. Good to see you, my friend.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very
when
much.
We saw you at the K-Rock Acoustic Christmas show just, 3 weeks ago or something like that, all Psycho Mike cared about that day, and he works with us in the behind the scenes here in the studio, all he cared about is, I got to make out with Jared. Like, there's got to be some way I got to make out with Jared. You guys got to hook me up so I can make out with Jared.
He was
then,
a very
course,
good kisser.
Well, all right. Actually, that didn't happen that we knew of, because then we interviewed you and said goodbye and said you on your way, and he never even got a chance to say hello to you. So now, of course, he's just counting down the days till today because you're coming in, so we sent him out for food, so he can't be here.
Thank you for protecting me.
Well, you know, we have to. It is a protection move, and it's also an anti-embarrassment move. So that's why we're doing that.
Yeah, he just gets all crazy. So how you been? How's the new year treating you so far?
New year is fantastic. 2006 was amazing, and we're really excited to start this 007, as they say.
You were just fighting in Afghanistan last we heard?
Yeah. There
is
was,
that accurate?
Not too accurate. I was in Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan.
Hanging with Borat, shopping for rugs.
Really?
I don't believe you when you say that either, by the way. 2006. And I know we had the opportunity to talk to you several times throughout the year. Yeah. But last year was the year that the dream came true, right? It was the year that you broke through and made it big as a musician. And I know how proud you were of that, you and your brother and the whole band. I mean, it's like you guys worked really, really hard to finally get to the point where everybody knows who you are.
It's kind of hard not to be proud of it. It was we accomplished a lot. We'd been working so many years on it, and to get the response that we did from this record is everything you can hope and dream for, really.
It had to be a frustrating experience. And I know we've asked you this before, as has many people. It has to be frustrating to go from one thing to another, be an actor, try to make it music. Everybody discounts you because you're an actor.
Yeah, what's
you're
frustrating?
Just another one of them.
Yeah, I think what's the most frustrating part is just having to clean up the mess that was left there. Because we always felt really proud of the music that we were making, and we knew that we had something to offer.
Right.
But being judged because of all the really bad examples before, that was
other
the
people
most,
right
yeah
right.
That's frustrating, but I think it was important, and it made us better, it made us stronger, and we really had to go out and earn it. Nobody gave anything to us, and I think that people appreciated that process, and we certainly did as well.
Are there people who come up to you and say, hey, I really want you to get back to acting, quit spending so much time with the music because we want to see you? See, I mean, does that happen? You got to have people that work for you or represent you that must be frustrated by how little you're available to do films.
I would say so. Yeah, they're probably not too excited about it. But those people, they understand where I'm coming from. And even besides the music, I don't make that many films. I'm not the type of guy who's going to run out and do every film and five sequels afterwards. I'm really picky about what I do, and I like to do very specific types of films. So for me, there's not a lot of movies made that I would even really want to do.
Right.
So it's nice to have music so I can not be bored to tears while I'm waiting around
in the
next project.
I think I saw in one of the interviews I read recently that you had the opportunity maybe to be in the Clint Eastwood movie, to be in Flags of Our Fathers.
Yeah, I did.
Couldn't do it.
Yeah, well, I couldn't. I could have done it, but I would have had to turn down a tour, which was actually opening for a band called The Used.
Right, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Who were co-headlining now with On the Taste of Chaos tour.
Right.
And it was funny because it wasn't even the main support slot. It was the opening. Like, you know, as soon as the doors, there was, you know, 100 people there probably. But it was, the album was coming out and I committed to the tour, and I just thought it was really important to stay committed to what I was doing, and obviously in hindsight it was is the right thing to do. It's not fun to say no to Clint Eastwood because number one, he'll kick your ass if you see him. and number two, he's one of my heroes, so it wasn't a fun
thing. An amazing guy.
Have you seen that the Letters from Iwo Jima yet? I still haven't seen that one, but everybody says that's even better than Flags of Our Fathers.
I hear really good things about it, and one of the nice things about coming back to L.A. is I'm a member of the Academy, and they send you advance.
Oh, you get the screenings. Yeah. I hate it so much.
We are so coming over to your house.
Yeah.
Seriously.
It's pretty cool.
So you get all of them.
If I was home to watch some of these.
Well, you get them shipped to, like, the gas stations along the route when you guys are out on the road? At least you have stuff to watch on the bus, right?
That's a good good idea.
30 seconds to Mars. Jared Leto was here. We got to do the grand prize drawing, which yes. We need to take a break, but we'll come right back. Jared Leto was here. We'll do the grand prize drawing for a trip for two to Montreal to see your band, and we'll talk about Taste of Chaos and a bunch of other stuff when we get back on K-Rock. Okay, that's a little weird, I have to be honest.
I wondered what he was doing. It never crossed
my mind. I was just waiting.
Mind.
I was giving a breath for the song to finish.
Jared Leto, in the studio with us, we were just playing the song from 30 Seconds to Mars, and he wouldn't put his headphones on. He just kept them off for a second. I said, "What? Can you not listen to this?" And he said, "No, I just want to change things, and I can't anymore, so."
Are you like that with your movies? Can you not watch them?
No, I can't.
Really? So you've never seen yourself in a movie?
I've seen a few of them. I haven't seen things like Lord of War, I never saw. Panic Room, I never saw.
No kidding.
Oh, a lot of good in Panic Room.
I haven't. Oh, thank you. I never saw most of them.
That's weird.
It's kind of, you know, I feel like the process is much more important than the result.
Of course, but you have to be interested enough in the result of one.
But you have so little control over it.
Yeah, as an actor, you really are. You are just one small piece of
right.
it. And, you know, there's so many people that contribute and to help make a film great or not. So it's, I don't know. It's something that.
But you say it's like that with music, too. I mean, what would you have done differently with that song, for instance? It's perfect the way it is.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
I mean, but I mean, seriously, why would you change it? People love it. It's a big, big song.
I probably wouldn't, but I think that there's something about the creative process. You know, there's that cliche that says that you don't really finish a song, you abandon it.
Right.
And it's true in the sense that it's always evolving. And even live, we tweak the song, we change it, we reinvent sections. And it's really, there's the only finite experience is when you're done and you give it away.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Taste of Chaos is the tour, by the way, Thursday, February 22nd at the Long Beach Arena with a tremendous lineup. You're on the bill, The Used, Seosin, Senses Fail. More tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster Islands, and we are going to make that grand prize drawing for destination number two of the world tour to Montreal. But first, let's check in with Psycho Mike, because we sent him out for coffee when we knew you were coming in, Jared. Hey, Mike.
Stop making those sounds.
Mike, seriously.
That's a disturbed individual.
Yes, it is. All right,
it really is.
Where are you, Psycho?
I'm in a Starbucks.
In a Starbucks, okay. And you're getting
Is that you?
It's me, my friend.
Oh, it's like soft velvet against my eardrums. In your voice.
God's name is wrong with you.
You're terrifying.
Yeah, that's why we sent him away. It's embarrassing.
Jared, they can't keep us apart. They can't keep us apart. Fate will make our forbidden love a reality.
Okay.
All right, Mike.
Just love.
How about hanging up and bringing us back the vanilla lattes instead, all right?
But wait. But wait for about 20 minutes. All right, bye.
It's very sad.
I need to put some clothes on before he comes back.
Oh, my God, I do too.
Hey, this Montreal, you're in Montreal, where we're going to call and send somebody here in a moment. Are you doing another big North American tour? You got a lot of dates lined up already, Jared?
We are doing this Taste of Chaos tour, and it's going to go everywhere, including the beautiful country of Canada. Okay. And then, I don't know what's after. We're going to go to Europe, and then who knows?
You have a group of winner sheets over there, right?
I have them all spread out.
All the winners?
Ooh, these are the winners. Yeah. Upside down. These are the people.
Just reach in and grab one of those and we'll call them.
Really? Just anyone?
Yeah, just anyone.
Yeah. They're all eligible. They
any
all
one of
get
these.
A feeling.
It could be the top one.
This is very exciting.
Could be the bottom one. Could be in the middle.
Yep.
There's literally about, I don't know how many, but there's a huge stack here.
All right.
It's almost 100.
It's in your hands.
Wow. I feel so bad for all the other people. Maybe we should give everyone tickets.
No, the other people got tickets to Taste of the Chaos here.
Yeah,
yeah, so this everybody's good. Prize. This is the grand prize tomorrow.
Can I peek and then decide if I want to?
Well, you can peek, but you have to hand it to us.
Oh, well, this is an interesting one to pick.
Okay. Because
just based on the name alone.
Okay, don't say the name because we're going to call that person right now.
Okay. Now hand me the sheet there. I need the sheet.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
And then we'll talk to that person. Hopefully they're there. They'll get a chance to talk to Jared, and we'll tell them all about their trip to Montreal.
Montreal.
Stop it.
Yes, in fact. This is very exciting. By the way, destination number three of K-Rock's World Tour 2007 is going to be in this hour, Tuesday morning, right here on The Kevin and Bean Show, after the long Martin Luther King holiday weekend.
Sometimes we get a answering machine, and that kind of sucks, but...
That's exciting.
Well, that's all you can do.
You know what happens then? Pull another one out of the pile.
Yeah.
I wish we could, but it doesn't happen that way. Hello?
Hey.
What are you, on the moon? What's going on here? Is this Amber?
This is Amber.
Amber Sweet.
Oh, is that your name?
Oh. Amber Sweet.
Amber Sweet.
Is that your dancing name or is that your real name?
Well, most people think it's my porn name, but it's actually my real name.
Oh.
Wow.
Amber, wow.
Your porn name. How old are you?
I'm 22.
Okay. Well, you can be in porno then.
Fine. Yes, you can.
Hey, Amber, obviously, you know it's the Kevin and Bean Show calling. We're on the air at K-Rock, and that's your new best friend, Jared Leto, talking to you there from 30 Seconds to Mars, and you're going to go see them in Montreal.
Oh, thank you so much.
Good morning.
He just reached in and grabbed out your name.
He grabbed you, Amber.
Oh, thank you for grabbing me.
Have you been practicing? They better start.
What,
learning
practicing
a little French.
Porn? Or, oh, French. Okay.
That's what I was wondering.
I didn't know. I don't know. I thought we had decided she was a porn star.
Amber, Jared, sweet, congratulations. You're coming to Montreal to see Taste of Chaos and hang out with 30 Seconds to Mars. So
I'm
pack
so
your bags.
Thank you so much.
Great.
We got,
you made my morning.
We got tickets, airfare, hotel, $500 spending cash, and tickets to see the show. So
$500 spending cash, too?
$500, which in Canada is worth like $1 billion.
Yeah.
With the exchange
rate.
Amber,
you might be taking the band to dinner.
Okay.
At least buying drinks for everyone.
No problem.
All right, Amber, congratulations. We'll have somebody call you back with all the details.
Congratulations.
Nicely said. You're welcome. Bye now. Amber Sweet.
Amber is a goer, by the way. You need to take her on the whole tour.
So sweet.
She's from Lake Arrowhead.
Nice girl.
7:48, Jared Leto here in our remaining moments. Tell us about Chapter 27. When is that going to come out?
That actually premieres at Sundance this year on January 25th.
This is where you play Mark David Chapman.
Yeah.
And you gained all that weight. You got the gout and that whole deal. We called to make sure you were not dying. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Gained 65 pounds for a role.
He actually was in a wheelchair, right?
Yeah, it was a bad deal.
You were in
all
so
around.
Much pain?
Yeah, it was very difficult.
Is that amazing?
It's so much easier to gain weight than lose, too. That's the problem. You can gain 65 pounds, but then losing it seems like it's a lot of damn work. But you've done it.
Yeah, it was. I found it more difficult to gain it than it was
really?
To lose it.
What?
I think because most of my life, I did it really fast, number one.
Right.
It was like a supersize version of supersize me. I gained 45 pounds in 7 weeks or something like that.
Wow.
And it was losing it. My body's just used to being thin, I think. So.
Yeah.
So it's just natural for your body to.
Yeah. And plus, I starved myself, so it's pretty easy to lose weight when you're starving yourself.
I guess so.
Just ask most of young Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Do you, to get back to your talk about the process, do you regret now what you went through to play this role? Was it worth it?
I don't know worth it, but at the time, I thought it was really important for the character. It changed everything about how I walked, how I talked, how people treated me, how I felt about myself. And it was, you know, a really, really important part of the transformative process of playing the part. So, yeah.
So
it may have been a little over the top. I don't know.
Yeah. You think? February, Gowdy is when it comes out?
Yeah, buddy.
I don't think Gowdy is his name.
No, not Gowdy. Gowdy Leto.
Well, what an exciting way to start 2007 with this Taste of Chaos, and then you got the movie coming out too. It's just you're living the dream, man. It's always great to catch up with you and see how.
Thank you very much. It is incredible, and you guys have been just phenomenal. To come home and to feel a part of the family in this way is really cool. Really cool.
And we saved your ass from Psycho Mike too, by the way. Don't forget that.
Yeah, thank you for that.
As soon as we start this commercial, you need to run to your car.
I am
speeding back. I can promise you.
All right, Jared. Thank you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, guys.
Bye now.
Don't sell it, don't trade it. Call 800 to donate and donate your car to Heritage for the Blind. Call 800 to donate for hassle-free pickup. 800, the number
for
two.
Hassle-free prickup?
I don't know what.
For what up?
It's Jared. I can't.
What is prickup? Hassle-free prickup.
Well, call the number 800 to donate and find out, won't you?
Is that a 1-900 number?
Or you can visit 800todonate.org. They have all the information. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Sexier website than I knew.
That's right. Hassle-free prickup. Why don't you donate to me, big boy?
Yeah, I got a donation for it, or sir.
5 till 8, time for the Showbiz Beat. Here is Ralph.
Today, the greatest day of the year, as we know.
Greatest day of the year.
It's the day we all join hands and celebrate the anniversary of the greatest TV series ever to be on broadcast television.
X-Files? Simpsons?
Whatever with those.
Hill Street Blues?
Family Guy? South Park.
Mere children amongst the giants.
MASH?
South Park. Best show ever. Best show ever.
The giants that appeared on the television screen in 1966. The old TV series called Batman.
No.
Yeah, Batman. Sorry, Adam West and Burt Ward. Speaking of which, every time I hear Lisa's traffic, I get worried about the people driving out there.
Yeah.
Because I think about it, you know, what we're doing here, our little radio show, most people are listening to us in their cars trying to navigate the nasty freeways of Los Angeles.
Right.
So since it is Batman Day, here's a little something from Adam and Bert and Batgirl.
Okay.
For you people driving.
This is Adam West on the set of Batman in Hollywood.
Hi, kids. This is Robin of the Batman Show. In real life, I'm Burt Ward.
Hi, this is Yvonne Craig on the Batman set. Remember your responsibility. Please be careful.
To be or not to be a careful driver, that is not the question. That is our responsibility.
Drive carefully so that no one will get hurt.
There you go.
That's the gayest thing I've ever heard.
That's from the boys and girls on the Batman set.
Wow.
Reminding you to drive safely.
Speaking of driving safely, people are calling from the 909 saying it's snowing.
Yeah.
In Ontario.
Oh,
it's snowing in Hemet. Corona, Hemet.
Wow.
Snowing.
People, to be or not to be a safe driver in the snow.
That's not the question.
That is not the question. Your responsibility.
Jealous. Hey, Ralph.
Yeah.
This is Adam West.
What's up, Adam?
You know, even I am getting tired of your talking about me.
Don't blame you.
That hurts every time you guys play that.
Adam West. Adam West.
All right, Ralph. We got
a little bit softer.
A little softer.
Now.
Okay, Adam, all right.
West. Yeah. Adam West. Adam West. Adam West.
Oh, this is turning out to be a total waste of time.
Oh, for God's sakes, can we not have that noise
for once? Hi, folks, this is Adam West. Yeah. I want to introduce radio's own boy wonder, Ralph Garman, and the Show Business Report.
Ah, that's Ralph. Better. That's better.
Did he just bark at the end?
No, he said Ralph.
Oh.
Oh, tragic news coming out of the world of reality television. Wait till you hear this one. Okay. VH1 has announced a new show where they're going to put together members of former boy bands to live in a house and try to create a new band.
Members of former boy bands. So you're going to have, what, like 98 Degrees and Backstreet Boys and NSYNC?
The Untitled Boy Band Project dares to ask the question, can four grown-up boy band heartthrobs join forces to capture new fame and fortune? Let me save you the trouble, VH1.
Yeah.
No.
How about if we just answer that now?
Moving on. Spend that money on another project. There you go. Solve that problem for you. It's going to be Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC.
Yeah.
Jeff Timmons from 98 Degrees. Rich Cronin from LFO. I've never even heard of LFO, by the way.
They're the ones who did that Summer Girls song a few years ago. I remember that one.
And Brian Abrams from Color Me Bad.
They couldn't even get the good boy band singers.
They will live together for 1 month, create new music, a dynamic new stage show,
right,
and perform together as a new pop group. So please enjoy.
Sure they are.
Please enjoy that new show.
All right.
What's wrong with the Air Force? Don't they have enough to do without worrying about this young lady? Apparently an Air Force staff sergeant posed nude for Playboy magazine on stands next month. And she's been relieved of her duties while the military investigates, officials for the Air Force said.
Relieved of her duties?
They gave her the boot. This staff sergeant's alleged action does not meet the high standards we expect of our airmen, the Air Force said. Was she not hot enough? Did they want a hotter airman to pose for the
what?
Air Force?
I mean, that sounds like it's recruiting right there.
Yeah.
It does not comply with the Air Force's code of values.
Well, then change the code of values.
Integrity, service before self, and excellence in all we do. That's so wrong. Her name is Michelle Manhart. And she said, of what I did, nothing is wrong, so I don't anticipate anything, of course. I didn't do anything wrong, so I didn't think it would be a major issue.
It'll be a major issue when it hits stands, you know?
Mm-hmm. So I'll have to wait and see. But that's just, it happens every time. Invariably, whether it's the military or the police force or some corporation
teachers
somebody works for, somebody poses naked and people just, they spin off their axis.
Ralph, you don't understand what can happen to America if we see that woman with her clothes off.
That's what we're fighting for, people, by the way.
That's true.
That is exactly what we're fighting for, is the ability for a chick to get naked in the pages of Playboy.
And they can't do that in those other countries.
No, they can't. You got to wear a burqa. You got to cover up your face in those other countries. This is America. It's apple pie.
You know, Carrot Lister Manuel writes in on this story. Ralph, heard you doing it earlier. It's no surprise they released that airman for posing in Playboy. Think of how many semen have been released because of that magazine.
Hey,
what
the?
See what he did there?
No hassle prick up. That's what that is right there. TVGuide.com has asked viewers, who's the hottest doctor on TV? They gave him six choices. Here's how they answered. America said Tony Gates from ER was only had 0.5% of the vote. That is
0.5. He shouldn't even be mentioned.
That's what's his name?
John Stamos.
John Stamos. Yeah. He's a good looking dude. Yeah, I'm no Mo, but that's a good looking fella right there.
Sure.
I let him operate on me, you know what I'm saying?
What's going on with today's show with all this talk, and then Jared Leto comes in, and then we're all drooling over David Beckham? Like, how gay is this show today?
Good looking guys are good looking. You
that's
can't
right,
deny
Bean.
It.
Just hold on to your masculinity a little tighter, and you won't be threatened. It's okay.
Can we steer away from gay people?
Dr. Sarah Tancredi from Prison Break. She also got 0.5% of the vote. Mark Sloan from Grey's Anatomy. He's Dr. McSteamy. He's got 3% of the vote.
I thought it was Dreamy.
Here's Psycho.
He's
no.
Steamy.
Derek Shepherd is Dreamy.
Yes. Hey, Psycho Mike. Welcome
he
back.
He got 16% of the vote. Christian Troy. Julian McMahon from Nip Tuck got 35% of the vote. But the one who ran away with the vote in a landslide, 45% of the vote went to Dr. Greg House from House.
Well, that's just stupid.
It's not stupid. He's the best.
Well, yeah, he's the best.
He's the best.
I just think more people watch that show.
Wrong, sir. Who are you?
That's
a woman? Wrong, ma'am.
That's bullshit.
No, it's not.
You know, I didn't realize last time around that there are women allowed in the voting on this list. Where's Dr. Izzy Stevens, played by Katherine Heigl on Grey's Anatomy, ahead of some of those people?
With her. Where's Dr. Cameron from House?
Yeah.
Wow.
Nothing wrong with that either.
Where's Cuddy? Dr. Cuddy from House. Lisa Edelstein. She's so sexy.
Where's the blonde from Scrubs? What's her name? She's hot.
Oh, Elliot. Yeah, she's hot.
Yeah,
too.
Sure.
Did you see Scrubs last night?
I didn't know.
So funny. And next week is their musical.
Oh, is that
episode.
Right?
The whole episode is going to be a song Fantastic. And dance musical, so it should be very funny. But NBC's killing me on Thursday nights, I'll tell you, because I like to go to bed early because we have to get up early for the show.
Right.
But I start watching. I said, all right, I'll just watch Earl.
So my name is Earl.
My name is
Earl. How funny was that?
Awesome.
Yeah. It was the funniest thing ever. My name is Dottie at the end.
My name is Joy.
Unbelievable.
It was great. So I said, all right, I'm just going to watch that. Then I'm going to bed right after that. But then you got the Office.
The Office comes
on. You can't turn off the Office.
All right, I'm just going to sit through the Office and then I'm done. Then I'm going to be, then it's it.
Right.
Then if that, Scrubs comes on after that.
Right.
So now. Yeah, it's like 9:30 or something. I'm up.
But might as well.
Thank God, 30 Rock comes on after that, so I can finally go to sleep. That's why I want to thank NBC for
they
that.
They put you to bed with that?
They put me to bed right then, and I don't have to worry about staying up any later. So that works.
Ralph, I know this won't be popular with you, but you wrote off 30 Rock after the first couple of shaky episodes. It has much improved this season. It really has turned into a pretty funny show.
Yeah? Of course, you said it was good in the beginning, so what do you know?
No, I said it was flawed in the beginning, but there was enough going in it that I had hope for it, and it ended up being a pretty good show.
So they recast it and Tina Fey isn't on anymore, right?
No, Tina Fey's still on it, but she's the straight man. She's very funny on it.
No. I reject you totally. Today's celebrity birthday is Kirstie Alley. She's 56 years old today. 56 years old?
Yeah. Wow.
No wonder she's so fat. She shouldn't worry about it. She shouldn't have to worry about her weight. She's an old lady. Just eat. Eat, Kirstie, and have a good time. Don't worry about it.
You don't have to encourage her to do that.
Oliver Platt, very talented character actor. You've seen him on Huff and The West Wing and in motion pictures. 47 years old today. Rob Zombie turns 41. Vendela, the supermodel, turns 40 today. And our pal Zach De La Roca, singer for Rage Against the Machine.
Best band ever.
Until Kevin stepped in, started some infighting.
Yep. Didn't just
rip them apart.
Just told you the news they were breaking up. That's all I did.
Didn't he go to Morello and the other guys and say, Zach's holding you back. You don't need any of this nonsense. Isn't that how it went, Ralph?
Zach said you're ugly. That's what he said to Tom. Then he went to Tom and said, Zach says you're gay. Started all that infighting.
All I did was announce the band had broken up.
You're like
up.
Othello, man. That's what
you are.
For
anyone else.
Yep.
That's all I did.
You're like Othello, just whispering in people's ears, stirring up discontent. Creating jealousy amongst the people.
First of all, I don't know who that is. Second of all, no, I'm not.
You were an English major. You had to have read Othello.
I did. I'm just kidding.
All right. I'm out of birthdays. I don't know why the paparazzi clicked again.
Well, I don't either.
It's only they want more. The only thing I have to do now is say this.
They want more.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Ralph is here doing double duty today with the movie beat.
Seven new movies in Southland Cineplexes this weekend as we continue to go through the drought between Christmas and the Oscars in terms of movies. Nothing here good.
Really?
How dare you?
Oh, yeah.
We've got Alpha Dog that opens this weekend.
That looks good to me.
Well, trust me, how can you miss a Justin Timberlake movie? This is based on that Jesse James Hollywood story about when he kidnapped that kid.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's sort of a slightly fictionalized version of a Southern California drug dealer who becomes the youngest person to make the FBI's most wanted list when he kidnaps a young man in order to try to get some money back from the kid's brother.
Here's a scene where Johnny Truelove, the character's name has been changed from Jesse James Hollywood. Emil Hirsch plays Johnny Truelove, talking to one of his associates, played by Justin Timberlake. They're discussing their options of how they're going to deal with this kid that they've kidnapped now that they realize they're in way over their heads.
If we let the kid go, he runs back to mommy and daddy and he rats us out.
Maybe you won't.
Not to mention Tatooine. We're all going to be looking over our shoulders.
I don't think the kid will spill. I really don't.
Yeah, but what if he does? See what I'm saying?
I'm not going to prison. Look, I just won't.
Yeah, me neither.
Can't we just grease the kid? You know, tell him he can hang out anytime, that he's our boy. Throw an arm around him or something.
Wow, that's from the movie?
Wow.
Yeah. This is sounds like one of those assemblies they put on for high school kids to try sure to does. Scare them away from joining gangs or stuff.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What will we do now? The police will be after us. We will be looking over our shoulders forever.
Let's just grease him.
You're right, Jimmy. We should kill people. No. Now, class, how do we feel about what Jimmy just said? Oh, kill me now. That's all I got to say.
The last Timberlake movie at least went straight to DVD.
Right.
It's easier to avoid, but this was actually in the theaters.
Yeah. Also opening this weekend, Primeval, which is just a total, just effing ripoff, this movie.
Of what?
Have you seen the commercials for Primeval?
No. The true story of the world's most prolific serial killer. Over 300 victims. He's bad. He's dangerous.
He's really killed a lot.
It's a crocodile. It'll tell you that it's about a crocodile.
Oh.
About a killer crocodile.
That's the bait and switch right there.
A giant killer crocodile. That's what it is. Inspired by a true story, the most world's most prolific serial killer, a giant crocodile.
That's BS.
It's not a serial killer. It's just a hungry crocodile. That's what that is.
I think stingrays are more dangerous than crocodiles anyway.
Hey, wait a minute. News crew travels to Africa to try to capture this animal, but winds up becoming its next victims one by one.
Oh.
See, it's a very clever crocodile.
It knows and it hunts him down.
Here's a little scene from the movie. Dominic Purcell stars in this film, along with Brooke Langdon and Jürgen Prochnow. Here they are talking about pursuing this killer beast.
This morning, there's been another attack. A little girl was killed in a village 30 kilometers north.
Say we get moving.
Upriver, the rapids are too rough. We'll have to drive. Problem is, the village is close to Little Gustav's territory.
The warlord.
Huh. Yeah, we'll go see him. Explain we're a scientific expedition with no interest in politics.
Nobody sees Little Gustav. Except those he means to kill.
So what do we do?
We take our chances.
Ah,
Ralph, did you dummy up all the clips from the movie? They all sound like they're fake.
It all sounds like me and Lightning in the other room.
These
I know.
These can't be true clips.
I'm telling you, this is what we have to deal with until March.
Wow.
These are the movies. And then there's the Stomp the Yard.
I'm sorry?
Then there's Stomp the Yard.
That's Ralph,
how are you not on board
about?
With this?
Ralph, they stomp
the
yard.
They stomp the yard. Really? I didn't even.
Yes.
That went right over my head.
That's what they do.
How could I have missed that
Where
point?
Are you from?
Story of an L.A. youth who moves to Atlanta for college and tries to apply his hip-hop sensibility to the traditional stepping performed by African-American fraternities.
Yeah, they stomp the yard, don't you know?
They step. They don't fetch.
No, no.
No stepping, fetching. Just stepping. And here's a scene where the head of one of the stepping teams gets upset when he sees that his team is learning new steps. And as you can understand, they're bucking the tradition of stepping.
What was that? The steps you taught us is play, man. You can't expect us to beat the muse with that, and you know it.
It's a new day, man. I mean, I ain't signed on to be no loser. No,
losing is a state of mind.
But this frat has been living in that state for the last 7 years, man.
Only reason you're holding on to all that talk about tradition is because you cannot keep up with the present.
I make you bet. You go and you get your line brothers together, and I'll get my guys. And we'll throw down.
You're on.
Boom. And then they throw down, Ralph.
Oh, Jesus, save me.
Are you kidding me?
How can
you not see what magic this film holds for us? Come on, Ralph.
What is wrong with you?
Ralph, the scale. The scale goes from good to bad to really bad to bad enough that it's good again. That's this one.
This one gets stuck or about three quarters around the circle.
It's bad enough to be good.
Just to
pee you. All right, let me try again.
I hope the giant crocodile goes to Atlanta and starts eating steppers. That's what I'm praying for. Somehow they play next to each other in a cinema. The crocodile go from one screen and just crawl over and start eating the step guys. That's all I can pray for.
let me try this because Ralph clearly isn't getting it.
Okay.
They stomp the yard.
Oh,
that's what they do.
They stomp the yard.
Yeah. Yes.
And then one guy says, "What's that?" The other guy says, "They're stomping the yard. Where are you
My
from?"
My bad.
Come on, Ralph.
I thought it was stamp the yarn.
Yeah,
I know. It was people putting postage on giant balls of yarn.
That's what you thought it was.
That's what I thought it was. My bad.
So this is much better then.
Yes.
All right. So you're coming with us right after the show.
No. Oh.
Stomp you can put off yard. Your Vegas trip for a couple hours.
I'm holding out for black sheep, right. Where the genetically altered sheep start eating people. That's what I'm holding
I
out
can't
for.
Wait for that either, but it doesn't come out this week.
Well, then you're just going to have to just sit idly by like I am and avoid Stomp the Yard.
No possible way.
Stomp the
we're
Yard.
We're starting our own stomping team, and we're going to the Nationals. Who's with me?
Do you know where they hold the Nationals?
Game? Yes.
Where?
Atlanta.
I don't either. I'm just trying to give you a hard time.
Oh, those blacks.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
Cut. That's right.
That was The Movie Beat with Ralph Garman on K-Rock.
Look, all I'm saying is if I'm Jack Bauer and they call again, and I know what my days have been like in the past when I've answered the phone, I just don't answer the phone. I just say, sorry, out.
Not home legal message?
Yeah, I don't even have an answering machine set up. They can't get a hold of me if I'm Jack Bauer at this point. After the five bad days he's had so far, why does he pick up the phone? That's what I'm saying.
We have Mary Lynn Rice Cubb in the studio with us. She, of course, plays Chloe on 24, one of the longest running characters.
Yay. Good morning.
I was just telling her off the air that it's so great to finally have the show back because most of the shows come back in the fall and you start September, October, November, you start seeing new shows again, but there's been no 24 until now.
But they come back with a bang.
Yes, they do.
4 hours over two nights.
Two nights Sunday night, two hours Sunday night, right. 2 hours Monday night. And I've seen the first hour of it, and it's, again, unbelievable.
You have? Yeah. I know. How do they do it? How do we do it?
I don't know.
You tell us. Probably me, right?
Honestly, they're up against something that's impossible, which is to make it way beyond our expectations and yet somehow still believable along the way.
Yeah.
And they accomplish as much in 1 hour as most shows do in a season. And then you're like, well, now they shot their wad. What are they going to do next hour? And then they come up with a whole new next hour.
I was just hanging out at the InStyle luncheon yesterday, being interviewed. Just, like I always do.
You and me both, yeah.
Like a casual day. But this woman was saying, she called it Shakespearean, which I had never heard before, which I thought was pretty...
Shakespearean?
Well, that's a reference to a famous author, Mary Lynn.
Oh, weird.
You didn't see
Thank
that one?
Thank you. Thank God you're here. It's like I'd be wandering right down an empty hallway, drooling.
I know what you're saying because it's every human emotion and it's every kind of human drama and heartbreak and deceit and revenge and it's all kind of rolled in. It's everything about the human condition all rolled into one show over the arc of
really
a season
quickly.
Of 24.
Yes,
yeah.
It does.
I'm kidding. Do they get like a break for 6 months and then have another one of those days? Is that how you picture your life?
Yes, it's been 2.5 years.
Okay.
Someone else yesterday was like, why can't Jack just go shopping together? Why can't you just have a cup of coffee?
Chloe, for those of you that don't watch, so she's the one that he kind of has on the inside, and her character helps him all the time without letting anybody else know. And in the first hour on Sunday night, you're going to love Chloe. Love.
What happens? I can't remember.
Oh, for God's sakes. You can't remember the first hour of this season?
Well, she's done 15 more since then, Kevin. I mean, to her, it was another day at the office, you know?
It's the deal with the thing and the guy.
I can't even remember what I had for breakfast
this morning.
With the deal.
Oh, you're like me then. That's good. It'll all be fresh to you when you watch it.
It's the guy with the deal.
Yes. It's that thing.
What is the deal with Chloe? Because she seems a little bit emotionally awkward. I try to avoid the word retarded. She's not retarded. I'm not trying to say she's retarded, but she definitely is good at some things and not so good at other things. How do you feel about the word retarded
as a general description of things for 2007.
Okay.
What do you think?
Sort of like Asperger's kind of person?
What about dour?
I've heard Asperger's.
How about
before.
That word?
Yeah.
What dour. About...
What about white hot sexy?
White hot sexy.
That's obvious.
That would work.
That's obvious.
So smart.
That
so
would
much
work as well.
Smarter than everybody that other people can't understand. And she doesn't have the time.
She is an amazing character in that if you need an entire government closed down and you need to tap into the security camera of an abandoned prison in the
Not
middle of Uzbekistan, she does it in like 8 seconds
on
a computer. I don't know how. She just sits down and goes, done. Like, what? How do you do that so fast? So you are pretty much smarter than everybody on the show.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And they annoy you.
And that's part of my social awkwardness because I'm up in my head and it's hard to get out of there.
Right.
Right. You know, as you describe it that way, it's kind of like House. Just the doctor, you know, the TV doctor House, he's so brilliant.
Sexiest
in his
man on television, you mean?
Apparently.
So I heard.
White hot sexy.
He's so brilliant in his field that he kind of has let other things in terms of human relations and that kind of slip a little bit. And Chloe is similar to that, without the cane.
And the beard.
And the beard, right, sure.
And the drug problem.
Ability to be a doctor.
You know, drug addiction.
The other funny thing that we've noticed about you is that you're always super serious on the show and you have such a great sense of humor. But you can't use it all. You're always walking around looking like you smelled a fart, you know? You got that look on your face like you're really upset about something all the time.
Well, the show starts at intense and just things just get worse. So yeah. It's kind of hard to...
It's way over her head. Smile. But she's just loyal to a fault. It's a great show. I can't wait. 2 hours Sunday night, 2 hours Monday night. We're going to play a game, and we're going to give away a chance for somebody to visit the 24 set.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
When we come back. And I think we're going to play a game called Stump Chloe.
What's involved in the visit? Do we know anything about it? Do you get to shave Jack's beard? I mean, what do you get to do when you're there?
You get to totally party with me.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's
She's white hot sexy.
Totally party with white hot sexy Mary. That's
Jello shots.
What else do you need? So we're gonna have you play Stump Chloe, and what you're going to have to do is call up 1-800-520-1067 and ask Chloe a question about her character on 24.
Oh,
wow.
Well,
now, she doesn't remember
memory,
what she did in the first episode.
Given the fact that she can't remember the first episode of this season, it's not going to be too hard. So if we get people who stump her, we'll do a drawing, and then whoever wins will get to visit the set of 24 and party. All right? So so Stump Chloe is the game, 1-800-520-1067, and we'll play it right after this on the world-famous K-Rock.
It's the return of 24. Actually, 2 hours on Sunday night starting at 8 o'clock on the Fox Network, and then 2 hours on Monday night starting at 8 o'clock on the Fox Network, and then 2 hours on Tuesday night of American Idol, and then two more hours of Wednesday on American Idol, all on the Fox Network.
Don't need that American Idol at all. Not a bit.
What I'm saying is Fox is getting our business this week. That's what I'm saying. We're very excited that our pal Marilyn Ricecup is in the studio. She, of course, plays Chloe O'Brien on the show. You are the senior CTU analyst and intelligence agency. Just to see how you're going to do when we take these questions, what's CTU stand for, Marilyn?
I'm scared. I got this one.
All right.
I got it. Counter terrorist.
Union.
United. Oh, so close.
Somehow she knows everything that's going on there, though. And in the first episode, I had to catch her up during the song. I had to tell her what was going on in the first episode. But
we'll speak of you.
She's trying to figure. There's things going on that she's not aware of. And that does not make Chloe's character very happy.
What are you talking about? We don't even know where Assad is.
We will. We have a lead.
No, we don't. If we did, I would know about it.
We found a way to get Assad's location.
How?
Jack Bauer.
Jack's in a Chinese prison. Why did the Chinese let him go? Why today? Does this have something to do with the attacks? How do we think Jack's going to lead us to Assad?
Chloe, I can't talk about this.
How about you stop asking so many goddamn questions?
You are annoying.
My God.
I don't like it when I don't know things.
Well, we're about to find out.
Don't care for it.
She's like revving up.
Just slap her.
Shakespearean.
All right, so we're going to play a game now where people get a chance to visit the set of 24, but they have to do that, they have to stump Chloe. Here we go.
Can you Stump Chloe. Can you stump Chloe? Do you think you're smart enough? We don't think you're smart enough. If you win the tickets, then you'll hang out in the set with the cast of 24. You'll hang with Chloe. Do you think you're smart enough to stump Chloe?
Wow.
We've cut back on our intro budget this year.
Yeah, we have.
I feel different now.
1-800-520-1067. Marilyn claims she doesn't really remember a lot of the details of the show, so this could be pretty easy to stump Chloe, okay?
Right.
But if you're able to do it, we'll put you in the drawing, and then at the end we'll find out who gets to visit the set of 24. We did it this way, guys, of course, because we want to make sure we have actual 24 fans, not just people picking up the phone and calling. So we'll start with Kimberly in Northridge. Kim, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Are you ready to try to stump Chloe?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Oh, man.
What's your question?
Okay. You guys were, Chloe, you were searching Jack's office to see what he was working on, and you found something. What was it that you found?
Wait a minute.
Well, which year was this?
Yeah, what are you talking about? You don't just get to make up something that you're...
This one time you were walking
Looked... Are you talking about the first season I was on, season three?
Season three.
And I looked in the locker and I opened up a box.
No, season three. You were in his office and you found something you weren't supposed to.
Are you talking about the drugs?
Yes.
Oh,
she got it.
Got it.
How about that?
I don't like the way she phrased that question.
Wow, Mary Lynn has a bit of an attitude.
I could have been wrong because of the way she phrased it.
Well,
it's a little competitive.
There is a difference between trivia and minutia.
Yes.
I mean, you know, you can't
say. I like that question, though. That was a good, really good question.
Well, then why were you so mean?
Well, because she phrased it like it could have been, like she could have been, no, I wasn't talking about the drugs. I was talking
exactly.
About,
no, I see.
But then
exactly.
Again, I knew exactly what she was talking
sure,
about, so don't listen to me.
You were right all over it. Chris in Pasadena, good morning.
Yes, good morning. How's it going?
Good, thanks. You have to ask Mary Lynn a question about Chloe's character on 24.
All right, then. Well, I believe in season 4 or 5, you had your first field operation. What was it?
First time you went out in the field as an operative.
What was it like? What was I looking for?
Like, what was your mission, so to speak?
What were you doing?
Well, I had to go to that guy's house
right.
And talk to his wife. And I had to be like, are you sure there's no information about the terrorist on his computer?
Is that it?
Is that it?
That sounds right.
Preferably,
this
you
is
should.
The greatest game I've ever played in my life.
Preferably, you should know the answer yourselves.
Yeah, that's a good point. Now, that's not when you blew the guy's face off, though, because that was at CTU, right?
That just
oh
went, that
God,
just,
this game is going well.
Yeah, it is actually. You're doing quite well.
Okay, that was right after.
Right after.
Okay.
All
right.
All right, someone will stump Chloe and win the trip by limo to visit the set of 24. Maybe it's Brenda in Burbank. Brenda, you're on with Mary Lynn Ricegum. Go ahead, let's stump Chloe.
Hi, guys. I'm the hugest 24 fan. We all get together to
excellent.
Watch you.
This Sunday night.
My question is, what was the name of the main villain in season 3?
See, now this is how you do it. You try to get me on exact details.
Yeah.
You think I'm going to get it?
Names might be tough.
Like the main villain?
Yeah.
Well, was that the year of Claudia, where they were in Mexico? This is how you're going to get me.
Well, you're supposed to answer.
She said season 3.
You're supposed to answer rather than ask. That's
I
how
know,
this works.
I'm fishing for clues.
Okay.
You see?
So this is
she
a villain
doesn't
that
want you,
you
to win, you know.
I know.
You and Jack were trying to catch.
I want to win.
I want to win.
Oh, I know, because he was the guy who, they're all coming together, all the different seasons.
Mm-hmm. This is the first one you were on, right?
Yeah.
Season 3,
yeah. Okay, probably a foreigner, that's my guess.
Main villain.
All I can think of is the guy from this year. This is how she's going to get me.
Yep.
Main
so
villain.
So you don't know.
You Brenda, do you have the answer?
Yes, his name was Marwan.
Oh, yeah, Marwan.
Oh, Brenda,
Marwan.
You're going in the drawing.
Nicely done. All right, you hold on. Marwan.
Don't you want someone to visit? Wow. You're so bummed.
I do, but I'm competitive. How do you think I made it in Hollywood?
That's true.
All right, let's see here. Where do we want to go? Let's go to George.
Okay.
George in Sun Valley. Good morning.
Good morning.
Stump Chloe.
Chloe, love your character on 24.
Thank you.
My question is, what was the name of the chemical agent that you helped Jack find last season?
The gas that was in all those canisters?
Yes.
Oh, Centox nerve gas?
Damn it.
Boom.
Oh,
nice.
How
job.
You like her now, George?
Coming back.
All right, so far it's all Brenda, but let's try one more. Let's go to Jason in Huntington Beach. Now this
I feel
is
bad. I want everybody to visit the set.
But you're kicking everyone's ass. Yeah. You're a ringer. You came in here and said, I don't remember anything, and now you're nailing them all.
I've never heard of the show. I don't even know what it is.
All right, Jason, you're the last contestant here on Stump Chloe. What do you got?
I think I'm going to stump her on this one.
All right.
Nice
where
confidence.
Did you go to school? Where did Chloe go to school, and what was her degree in?
Oh, you know you got me on this one, because they make that up and put it on the internet.
It's on the calendar.
It's on the calendar.
But is it on the show, though?
Yeah, that's the question.
She went to a university.
Yes.
A big one.
Because, excuse me, I just want to say here, if it's not on the show, I don't think it counts as anything that Mary Lynn should have to know.
Is it on the show?
If they're making up stuff and they're putting it in the 24 comic books, I don't think she's held responsible.
Well, it's like
you know
her
what I mean?
Background.
Oh, right. I'm sure it's on the show.
No, you're not.
Jason's making that up.
Oh, wait, I'll ask you a question, see if you can answer it.
But that's not how this works.
I don't know if you remember that one time when they had to get me come back to CTU when Kim Raver... Audrey was talking to me, and because I got kicked out, and I was in my apartment,
right.
And I had a music. Oh, I don't even know if this was on camera. I had a musical instrument in my apartment.
Had a musical instrument.
That the camera panned by? No one will ever get this.
No.
Well, thanks for bringing it up.
No, I don't know.
You know?
That one.
Right. Yeah. That's why it doesn't go this way. It goes the other direction. You're supposed to know.
I
what college and what degree? Jason?
It's UC Davis and Bachelor of Science in Computer Science.
Nice. I'm smart.
Is he in the drawing?
What's that?
Let's put him in the drawing, but make sure he doesn't win. All right, thank you, Jason. Hold on.
It's not much of a drawing, then.
Technically in the drawing, but let's find out from all the possible contestants and see who's going to be visiting the set of 24 via limo.
You pick, Marilyn.
Just make sure it's not him.
Who could it be?
Is it?
Brenda and Burbank.
How about that? What are the chances?
I'm so surprised.
Brenda, you get to visit the set.
I'm so excited. Thank you guys so much.
She's the one that has all the friends over to watch the show every time.
Yeah,
so that's
awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yes.
That's
congratulations, awesome. Brenda.
Thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome. Hold on.
So much better than making up BS questions when you call it up. Marilyn, I'm going to say that you sold yourself a little short there. You actually did very, very well on Stump Chloe. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Should I play the outro or did we take our chances with the intro?
I want to hear it.
Can you Stump Chloe? Do you think you're smart enough? We don't think you're smart enough. If you win the tickets, then you'll hang out in the set. With the cast of 24, you'll hang with Chloe. Do you think you're smart enough to stump Chloe?
Chloe! Chloe! Chloe!
You want to take that with you on a CD?
It makes me feel good and weird.
Marilyn Ricegub has been our guest 24. It's a two-night premiere, this Sunday night at 8 o'clock and this Monday night at 8 o'clock, 2 hours each night. And it's one of my favorite shows, and I'm so glad that you're back and that you're back in the studio with us.
Me too. Thanks.
Thank you very much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Now when you purchase an El Pollo Loco family meal, you can double your chicken for just $5 more. You get twice the flame-grilled goodness for just $5 more. It's only at El Pollo Loco. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Anytime I get a chance to ubble my chicken, I do it. I do it.
I'm having
What's
issues
up with you today.
Yeah. I ate an apple and I
Well, that'll teach you.
Messed me up.
How's eating an apple mess you up?
It's like something got stuck in my throat.
Yeah. Lisa May.
Why do
Hello.
I talk to you people?
You don't even need
shut up, Gene. Oh, just good. Shut up.
The whole case collection available on DVD, by the way. Pick that up. Lisa May. Speaking of getting something stuck in
your
throat.
Gene.
All right, Gene,
seriously.
That's fine. Maybe she needs something to clear her throat.
I don't need anybody's help.
I have
some antiseptic throat yogurt if you need that.
God.
8:57. You can tell it's Friday. Ralph is here with the final look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Before I get to the final look at the Showbiz Beat, I've got some passes to give away to the special K-Rock screening, the advanced screening of The Hitcher. You get to see the movie before it comes out at the Arclight Theater in Hollywood on Thursday, January the 18th. This Hitcher looks freaking scary. That's Sean Bean. He's bad news, I'll tell you that much. Sophia Bush also stars in the film.
By the way, Psycho Mike, we're going to need you to go out for coffee next Thursday morning in the 7 o'clock hour, please.
Sophia's coming in?
Yes.
Oh.
This is getting out of control.
That's magic.
That's what I'm talking about.
She's spectacular.
Come on.
Let's see. Callers. Caller 8. Caller 20. No, I won't do that to the phone screeners.
Dave, the King of Mexico, is our phone screener.
That's true.
We already lost him.
First five callers. Okay. How about that? First five callers at 1-800-520-1067 gets a pair of tickets to see the advanced K-Rock screening of The Hitcher. Speaking of movies, we might finally have the first official film to be made about the life of Nirvana frontman Kurt Cobain.
No kidding.
Access Hollywood's learned that Courtney's given her permission, and it looks like the book Heavier Than Heaven will be used as the biography to base the life of Kurt Cobain up on the big screen.
Surprised it's taken this long.
Several studios are in discussion with Courtney Love to bring the book to the big screen, and as of yet, no one has won the bidding war, but when they do, they'll have the full
cooperation,
thank you, of Courtney Love and the family and the estate. Gus Van Zandt did that Last Days movie, which was sort of like an unauthorized account of his life, but this will be the first one. And I think Jared Leto.
Interesting.
As Kurt Cobain.
I
think he did a good job as Kurt.
Yeah,
that's a great idea.
Totally thinking that as I saw him in the hallway. He's like, hey, you could play Kurt in that new movie they're making.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
So if you're still listening, get on the phone, Jared.
And he kind of looks like him. He kind of has the same frame as him, but obviously he can write and sing and play guitar and all that. He's perfect.
Got all that going for him.
We had the author on of the book, Heavier Than Heaven, Charles Cross, when that came out. It was, it's considered at this point the definitive biography of Kurt Cobain. I mean, the guy did his research, knows his stuff, so it's great source material.
Absolutely. Playboy news. I told you yesterday that Kelly Osbourne was considering.
Yeah.
She, not considering. She wants to do a layout for Playboy.
Yeah, they haven't offered.
They haven't offered it to her. She wants to pursue that and to be in Playboy.
Could we speak
fully nude.
Could we speak directly to Playboy and say, please don't do that?
I think we can. Let's call Hef. Her head would be a fold-out, like a centerfold. You know, just for that giant moon face of hers, you'd need a centerfold.
Her head rivals mine.
Anyway, more Playboy news. It looks like the former Miss Nevada, Katie Rees, the one who was fired by Donald Trump after those lesbian pictures were circulated on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She was the one who was the full-blown. She was in the bars, like, making... looking areolasicles.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of thing.
Sure.
She has been approached to do a spread for Playboy magazine.
Awesome.
Although she has turned down the video offer by Joe Francis, who does Girls Gone Wild videos. She right. wanted to do a video. He wanted to do a video with her. But she's turned that down. However, she is considering the Playboy offer, so we might get to see more of former Miss Nevada.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I would do everything to her. I would wreck that chick.
Would you? And even more Playboy news. Apparently, the Air Force staff sergeant who posed nude for Playboy magazine has been relieved of her duties while the military investigates. The Air Force has said that she does not meet their high standards of conduct.
What?
Because she took her clothes off and posed in Playboy magazine.
That's bogus.
So she's relieved duties until they investigate and come to some sort of conclusion, but it's very possible she could be dishonorably discharged from the Air Force. Well, it's good, because we don't need a lot of troops or anything right now.
Yeah,
we got too many. So let's get rid of a couple just because they have bodies.
Who are these people who are discouraging attractive women from taking their clothes off? It doesn't even make any sense to me.
I'm all against it, though, I'll tell you that much. Sad news for Bobby Brown. Bravo has canceled his reality series, Being Bobby Brown. Apparently the attraction was Whitney along with Bobby, not Bobby himself. So they decided it's not really worth pursuing any longer. Although Bobby had another idea he pitched to the network that they also turned down, a continuation of the reality series with Mike Tyson replacing Whitney.
Oh. Dude.
That would be spectacular.
I would watch that, yeah.
We're not going to get that chance.
Huh.
And Elizabeth Hurley has waited all of her adult life for the wedding of her dreams. Looks like she's going to get it from her longtime boyfriend, Arun Nayar. They are having a full-blown British/Indian wedding with both ceremonies. It's going to be about a 3-day event. It will be held in Mumbai, which is in India. Mm-hmm. And they, after asking everyone to wear the traditional Indian garb when they attend. In fact, at the hotel where the wedding will be held, guests can buy Indian clothes at a special wedding shop they're setting up just for this event. A tailor will be on hand 24/7 to make alterations if your sari doesn't fit. Apparently, according to all sources, the entire affair will cost close to $900,000. Wow. Almost $1 million for the wedding.
Wow.
If you're friends with Elizabeth Hurley, you not only have to fly from England to India and back, but you have to be there for several days and get several different outfits to wear during different parts of the ceremony.
Yeah, it's not asking too much, is it?
No.
No, I think I would turn down that invitation.
Plans for the wedding are so detailed that Liz has had to send out an orientation pack to all the guests so they'll know what to expect for the ceremonies, know how to behave,
now
what they're going to need to do.
It's like homework.
Yes, you have to actually study up on your
oh
wedding
my God.
Before you attend.
That isn't good for you.
No, it is not.
It's not at all.
Especially if you get some spicy curry.
Yeah.
Oh!
They're not making her queen or anything, right? I mean, she's just getting married, right?
Just that.
Okay.
But they got the cash. They can do whatever they want. Today's celebrity birthdays, Zac de la Rocha, Rage Against the Machine singer. Until Kevin destroyed our dreams by breaking them up.
My favorite band, man.
He's 37 years old today. Vendela, Supermodels, 40. Rob Zombie turns 41 years old today. Oliver Platt, very talented actor from Huff and from The West Wing and many other motion pictures and TV projects. He's 47 years old today. And Kirstie Alley celebrates her 56th birthday. She's going to celebrate by eating 56 people, I've heard. Just some homeless folks. Just going to go down.
This is for all the fat girls!
Get down to the mission. Check them out.
Just eat up.
And boxer Joe Frazier celebrates his 63rd birthday today. I just mentioned that because Smoking Joe, you know, he's a
sure.
Philly boy. Taught me everything he knew.
He taught you everything
he
knew?
For my big battle against David King of Mexico.
Well,
we'll talk about it in a minute.
What?
Yeah, we got to.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
I already got promoters. I got goldenpalace.com. I went and been writing on my back. I got all kinds of things. I got
the work. We're going
to
talk
about it. We haven't even woken up Dave to run it by him yet.
You guys sound like it's not a done deal.
Well, I'm saying we got to wake up Dave and bring him in here and make sure he's in.
I got things in motion. Promises have been made.
He'll be here in a second. Bet's
contracts have been signed.
Wow. Don King's not involved, is he?
Only in America. Get a big fat white guy and a fat Mexican guy box. Only in America.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I don't know, guys.
Yeah. Well, God, you like my house? My house stinks?
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock. Ralph, I don't know why you want to kill little Dave.
I don't need a manager, Mick. Where would I need a manager?
Ralph,
legs
come back
working,
to us.
Time is not working. Nothing's working.
Come back to us, Ralph. Ralph, come back to us. Why do you want to beat up on Dave, the King of Mexico? He's a nice young man. He's never done anything to hurt you.
I don't want to beat up on Dave, the King of Mexico. It was just an idea. He was talking about how he's been training with Billy Blanks.
He was.
Working out the Taibo, working out all the moves, doing the speed bag and doing all these moves, and he's been working at it. So I just pricked up my ears because I've been working out with a boxing coach as well.
Right.
And so I thought, for the sake of charity, wouldn't it be fun for Dave and I to get into the squared circle and dance around a little bit? You know, five rounds, a little exhibition match, something for the kids.
You got to have 6 inches and 40 pounds on him, though, Dave. Or Ralph, I mean, it doesn't seem fair.
All right, I'll box on my knees.
Okay. You have to tie your hands behind your back.
All right, both.
I'm Dave? A tough little cookie, Bean. I don't know if you know that or not.
Yeah. Dave's an athlete, too. He plays basketball like 4 times a week. How often do you play basketball?
3 times a week.
3 times a week.
Yeah. See, we get the wrong idea because during the show, Dave sleeps.
Right.
But that's the only time he sleeps. He's up all night every night. And when he plays basketball, I've played with him before. His little face turns red and he'll run right the hell over you if you get in his way.
Oh, yeah.
He's a competitive sucker.
He's got stamina. He's in much better shape than you would think to look at him.
You give him a couple of drinks, he turns into just a maniac.
He's tenacious. He's got heart. He's got everything you want in a fighter.
I feel like you are suckering him in, though, because you've done some boxing training and you know what specific skills are necessary to be successful in boxing. It's way harder than it looks.
But
just because Dave can run back and forth on a basketball court doesn't mean he can last a round in boxing.
You are completely discounting his training with Billy Blanks.
No. Billy Blanks is not a boxing trainer.
I come from the streets, man. I know how to box, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Ralph, he's not training with Billy Blanks. He watched the DVD one time, okay?
Well, that's sort
dude,
of the
jab,
same
jab,
thing.
Speed bag.
See?
Jab, jab, speed bag. I'm dude, in, dude.
You're in?
I'm in.
So you'll get fired up.
Not to mention, wow. He's got it in his blood. His people are excellent boxers.
I'm telling you, he's meaning business here.
Look,
don't think it's going to be a pushover.
Hey, I don't think it's going to be a pushover at all. Is that what I'm saying? It was just an idea to raise some money for charity. That's
the
only thing that I just thought it would be fun to do. It just came out of
so,
my mouth.
You don't mind killing one Mexican as long as we raise some money for charity, basically.
See, here's the thing, Bean. You assume that we're going to be going out for blood. It's just not going to be the case. It's just going to be a fun exhibition match.
It's a sparring exhibition.
Exactly. Do a little sparring. People come out, watch us have some fun, raise some money for charity.
In this corner from Philadelphia, Ralph Garman. And in the other corner, the sleeping Mexican, Dave, the King of Mexico. Somebody please wake him up. That's how it's going to go.
You know, they say, let sleeping Mexicans lie.
Yes,
they
do.
Because you wake him up and then you have real trouble.
And you have to pay the price.
That's right.
Yeah.
Dave, is this at all attractive to you, this idea of you and Ralph boxing?
Yeah, not only would I get a trained boxing dude and work out and stuff, I'm going to punch Ralph. How awesome is that?
He's excited about it.
Well, we've
you're
all
the
wanted
only
to.
One that has negative connotations
how
about
how many people
this?
Get a punch Ralph?
That's
and,
true.
Like, for work, you know?
And how many of us want to?
Yeah.
You know?
Everybody. We all want to,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, why don't you get the ring with me then, too, Pete? Aren't you flying out from Seattle? You have about 6 inches on me. You got about 40 pounds.
Goodness.
I would pay any amount of money to see that
I'll
slap
I'll be the
fest.
Underdog.
Yeah, I don't think it's really for me.
Yeah, I bet you don't.
I don't think it's
for me. Big talker.
Ralph
at least Dave has the cojones to back it up, man. He's a real man, Bean, not like you. Come over here. Play a real man. Love you.
I fear bad things happen, that's all.
What do you fear bad? It's going to be fun and funny.
We're not going to die. We're going to wear headgear.
We'll put headgear on. We'll get the big 16-ounce pillow gloves. It'll be a blast.
Yeah.
Lisa can fight the assistant producer super whore as the undercard?
Put Lisa and Alex on the undercard?
Fight. Right? You know, the pillow fight.
Yeah. The lingerie pillow fight?
Lingerie pillow fight. Oh.
Yeah. Feathers.
Feathers everywhere.
And then we have Miss Double December as the ring girl.
Oh, this is getting better and better.
I mean, come on, people.
I like it.
I do like that.
Kevin doing the color commentating?
Yeah,
come on.
All right, how long?
Kevin called the fight. That guy hit the other guy with... And they're hitting each other.
Ooh, he hit him. Something happened. You guys do not know my boxing announcing skills.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
Jim Lampley.
No, we don't. How long would it take to put something like this together? How much training would you guys need before you'd feel comfortable doing it?
Year. Sometime in 2008.
How about like mid-February? How about a month from now?
A month?
That's not enough time.
I think at least 6 weeks from when I start training.
Yeah.
Two months.
We need 6 weeks.
So mid-March.
Mid-March?
About 8 weeks.
Ooh, so this is like a press conference.
Right?
Yeah.
So you're saying middle of March?
Yeah, I think so. Sometime around there.
Beginning
we'll look at the calendar and figure out
the 9th of March, March 15th.
Don't you guys start taking vacations and stuff, though, in March? Is that a problem?
St. Patty's Day.
St. Patty's Day.
That's a good idea.
And then we could just go drink.
Now we're talking.
St. Patrick's Day
so
is a good idea.
So you fight around,
dude.
And then you drink for like an hour, and then you fight around, right? That's the name of the game.
It's like drink boxing.
It's drinking and boxing.
Hey, I'm in for drink boxing too, by the way.
Oh, that's the best idea ever.
I don't know if Dave wants to fight an Irishman on St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yeah. It's on a Saturday.
All right, it's on a Saturday. Alex says it's a Saturday, so maybe we do it on Friday the 16th then.
Yeah.
I like it.
Does it have to be during the show? We could do it on Saturday.
No, drink boxing. It has to be during the
show. Yeah, we got to do it during the show.
Drink and box.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Drink boxing. Both of you are going to be forced to do shots, and then you can get in the ring. And then you do shots, and then you get in the ring.
It's a horrible idea.
I know. And I'm in. Who's in?
I'm in.
Lisa's in. Bean?
Drink boxing? Hell to the end.
Fantastic. KOM?
Dave can drink all he wants. I'm not drink boxing.
Come on, drink boxing.
I will vomit if I drink and box.
Drink boxing is like, you know how it's a sparring exposition?
Yeah.
If we start drinking, the punch is going to get a little harder, and you know,
you're
who
afraid
knows?
For
you
Ralph's,
know, who knows what happens?
Dave's going to get angry, and
you're afraid for Ralph's safety.
He's going to come at me like a mongoose.
He will. Yeah, then the headgear comes off. You know, maybe the gloves will come off. Who knows?
Then all of a sudden it's UFC.
Yeah.
Then all
Battle
of a sudden,
Royale.
Then he's throwing elbows.
Throwing them bows.
Trying his jujitsu on you, exactly. Or whatever it is he knows.
Yeah.
All right, it's set. Drink boxing.
No drink boxing.
Fantastic. Drinking and you're boxing. You're drinking and boxing. That's how you're doing it.
That's not how it works.
You drink, you box. That's what drink boxing is.
First of all, drink boxing doesn't exist.
Don't act like that's
what it is.
We just made it up. It's drink boxing. You drink and then you box and then you drink and then you box.
No, because then you drink and then you box and then you vomit in the middle of the ring.
That's
not good for anyone.
I'm just saying it's drink boxing.
I'm just saying no.
You can't not drink if
you
it's drink boxing.
You drink, will box.
But I'm saying if it's drink boxing, don't you, in effect, by the title, have to drink?
But it's not drink boxing.
But it is.
That's what I'm telling you.
But Ralph, this is like, oh, we're playing baseball, but I don't want to have anything to do with bases or balls.
Right.
I mean, you're in or you're out.
It's not a sport.
Yes,
There's no drink boxing.
There is now. We have created a new sport. It's called drink boxing.
Drink boxing!
It's already got a fan base, is that what you're saying?
Exactly. All right, well, we'll have to deal more with that next week, but I think we're very close to inking this one in. Dave versus Ralph in the ring. I think that's going to happen, and it's going to be drink boxing. I think it's going to be a great introduction for many people to the sport. I'm very much looking forward to it.
I agree.
Kevin Beckham to come over.
It's going
to
sweep the world, Ralph. You're going to be there when it started, man. You know? It is time for Kevin and Beans.
What are you doing, nephew?
At 1-800-520. What are you doing?
Almost.
Oh, wait.
Not yet.
We still have to do. We got to
end up with this. Take some pills here first.
Oh, man.
I know. I'm in a hurry, too. I want to go play in the snow in Vegas.
I got a plane to catch to Vegas. Oh, that's you. That's right. You're the one going to Vegas. Okay. All right. Here we go. 1-800-520-1067 is the number. You got your choice of tickets for Monster Jam January 13th at Angel Stadium of Anaheim, or a pair of lift tickets to join K-Rock this weekend at Snow Summit. 90% of Snow Summit is now open. They still don't have as much snow as they do in Las Vegas.
That's true.
Courtney, or Ontario, for that matter.
Courtney in Burbank, good morning.
Good morning. What do you
do? What do you do, nephew?
I saw The Hitcher already, and it's a great movie, and Sophia Bush has got a great shower scene in it.
Oh. Is that right?
I didn't know that.
She's got a shower scene.
Yes.
Courtney, it looks scary as hell, is it?
It's got some throws that definitely keeps you on the edge of your seat.
I bet. I'm looking forward to that.
How nude is she in the shower scene?
Completely. You get a peek of a side boob.
She's wearing a skirt and she's got a bra on, Bean.
Bring a ball gown.
It depends how they film it, you guys. Sometimes there's shower scenes where you don't see any of the good parts. You know that.
Well, it's not because they're wearing clothes.
You didn't ask what they show. You said, how nude is she in the shower?
Yeah.
Visible to the audience, obviously.
Okay. All right, then.
Jesus.
Easy, fellas.
Do a little radio show, Bean. It's okay.
Monique and San Fernando. Good morning.
Good morning. What it do, nephew?
What it do, baby boo?
Hey, Monique.
Hey, I was watching Armed and Famous last night.
Yes.
And they had a clip of Eric Estrada.
Mm-hmm.
He had a lady come up to him, an old lady, and she asked if he would sign her boob. The funny part was it was a prosthetic boob, so she pulled out her boob to have him sign it.
What?
And then afterwards, after he signed it, he felt all good about himself.
An old lady had a prosthetic
pulled out a falsie and had him sign it.
Yeah.
Hmm. I'll tell you, when you watch that show, you do not want to move to Muncie. I'll tell you that much. As you watch the population of that town interact with their police force.
Is that where the guy with no teeth was talking, that guy?
The lady with no teeth.
Lady with no teeth, right?
I love you, Punch. I watched every episode of that show.
He's like, oh, how long do I have to be in the car with this woman?
All right, let's go to Josh in Corona. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. What a do, nephew. What a do, baby boo.
Hey, Josh.
What a do.
Hey, man, I got a better show than Armed and Dangerous, and I love New York. It's Wednesday night at 8 o'clock on VH1 called White Rapper.
Oh, I've heard that's good.
It's like 10 Kevin Federlines. They all try to go into the hood of New York trying to earn street cred. And when they get kicked off, they got to give up their their Nike shoes or something like that. It's crazy.
Are they filling full of lead?
You've been voted out of your shoes.
Yeah, they got like this big old like fat white girl. You know, she got a big old mouth thinking she runs the house. And they move into this like ghetto-ass apartment to like, you know, that's where they got to live. It's crazy.
Sounds like my kind of show.
Sounds pretty magical.
Yeah.
Do they stomp the yard at all?
What's that?
Do they stomp the yard at all?
No stomping, yeah. No, they have to, like, earn street creds with all the black dudes in New York.
Sure. Yeah, that's easy.
Especially when you're a white rapper. What do you have to do to get street cred, I wonder? Do you have to go kill a guy? I mean, do you have to tag something? What do you got to do?
You have to sell drugs? How do you get street cred, Josh?
They got to, like, freestyle. They got to, like, rap to all these guys.
Eight-mile action.
Oh, I love that.
Okay. You know, with as long as hip-hop has been the dominant music in this country, I'm really surprised that there aren't more successful white rappers, because there have to be an awful lot of them out there trying to do it, but very few break through.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm curious there's not more black country western artists, too.
All right.
But a lot of black people aren't into country music. Almost all white kids are into hip-hop, yet it doesn't seem like very many of them seem to make it in that business.
I think we don't have the extra muscle in our leg or whatever.
That's what it is.
I'm not sure.
It's like Kenyans.
All right, let's go to Alfonso, who is calling from Arcadia. Good morning.
Hey, what it do, nephew?
What it do?
Hey, I was driving a shuttle driver. I'm a shuttle driver for a dealership, and I took a guy back home, and he was just totally cool, kind of weird guy, but as he left the car, he said, "I totally care about you." And he handed me a pamphlet that's a Scientology pamphlet.
Oh, nice.
He does totally care about you.
He totally cared about me.
Yeah, he did.
These are the funniest things I've ever read in this damn book.
I don't know much about Scientology. Bean, do you know much about Scientology?
Well, I do think I've heard something about it.
I know that it's about you go into a desert and there's a ship somewhere and then you sign a huge check. And if you don't, they'll kill you.
That's essentially what you need to know about the religion.
I would have said, I care about you too, and then offered him some psychiatric drugs. just to watch his head explode.
Mike in East LA, good morning.
Hey, what it do, nephew?
What it do?
Hey, Mike.
What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
I was going to say, what's wrong with seeing Kelly Osbourne naked?
What's wrong with it?
Yeah.
Well, she's not exactly.
Have you ever seen her?
She's big and beautiful, and there's nothing wrong with it.
Oh, you're a chubby chaser.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're a plumper.
Kelly Osbourne.
No.
There are magazines for that particular fetish for you folks out there already.
Score.
Don't ruin Playboy.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying.
Go pick up party plumpers, and then you can enjoy that.
Enjoy that.
I love it.
Hey, Mike, how fat is too fat for you? Is there such a thing?
Maybe like 300 pounds.
Anything under 3 is cool.
So 299 is fine?
Say that again?
299, that's good?
Oh, no. That's a little pushing it. That's like maybe a couple of shots of whiskey and a 24-pack of Heineken.
I see. 24-pack. Wow. You're not much of a chubby chaser, are you? All right. Thank you, Mike, for the call.
You know, the problem with her is not only does she not have a good body, she's got not an attractive face at all.
Well, there is that.
He's got a big pumpkin head.
Yeah.
Kelly, I know you'll be upset.
Remember this Ozzy song?
Because you were always my little girl. But you're not little now. You're enormous.
Yeah, that's true.
I tried to teach you fat from thin, but now you're the shape of a bowling pin. In a yellow dress, you look just like a school bus. I tried to warn you about the Haagen-Dazs, the Reese's Pieces and the Snickers bars, but now you're a f***ing cow, and I don't mean maybe.
Take it, Ozzy.
Please, Kelly, don't eat. You're twice the size of Jack. Kelly, don't eat. You'll have a heart attack. Put down that turkey leg and stop drinking the gravy. You always drink the gravy.
That's wrong.
You know, in case Ozzy is listening to us this morning, we did not appreciate Lightning putting that song together.
That
I got to be
so
honest.
Wrong.
That was inappropriate to make fun of your kids like that.
I would be beaten with a baseball bat.
I would call Lightning and threaten him if I were you.
Yes.
Nick!
Hey, what's up, guys? What it do, nephew?
What's going on, my friend?
Yesterday, I tried to make this announcement yesterday, but my phone cut out, but I'm going to announce it today. I am 1 week from today, I am having a huge party at my house.
Wow, 1 week from today, you're having a party.
I want you guys there. I have the gang there.
What's the party occasion, Nick?
No reason. I just want a party. I've never had one. This is the first party I'm ever having.
You've never had a party?
I'm having a party now. That's all that's important.
No, I know. I'm just staying on subject, Kevin.
Nick is trying to keep you to the subject.
I'm just a little shocked that you've never had a party. I mean, did your parents ever have parties for your birthday or anything?
The thing is, my parents, they're kind of scared of people they don't know, and now I finally barely convinced them to let me have this thing. And okay. I want to have it.
Are
now.
They going to be there?
My dad won't be. He's out of he's scared. He's like going out of town. He's like, oh my God, my house is unprotected, you know?
He's leaving town.
Business.
To get away from your party.
Business.
Okay.
Nick, what's the fear? Do you have a lot of cool stuff at your house that people might try to steal?
No, yeah, we're doing some nice things. I'll hire them. That's not important, though. Here's what's important.
Stay on point.
Okay, what's important?
Focused.
Here's what's going to be at my party.
Okay. All right.
What? Hot chicks. Good liquor. Good food, great people, all on me.
Wow. Nick's springing for the whole thing.
Yeah. Now, wait.
I'm so serious about this.
Nick, I have to ask this after how your date with Alex went. Is this going to be free liquor and food? Because we know you don't like the...
He said it's on him. He said it's all on him.
Yeah.
It's all as much as people can drink?
Well, as much as there. I don't want people filling up, though.
Okay, no, so we'll make a rule about that.
No vomiting.
Now, Nick, where are you going to get the hot chicks?
I know a lot of hot chicks. I know a lot of girls. I know people are going to bring their dates and stuff. Well, I mean, forget them. They're taken. But no, I know a lot of hot girls.
Okay.
Nick, what would you guess your guest list is looking like? What's the approximate number you're inviting to this thing?
50.
Yeah.
50 people.
That's huge.
Okay.
A lot of people.
Okay. Uh-huh. You going to have a DJ there or some kind of music?
I'll just play CDs. I got a lot of cool CDs. I want to play The Killers, Sam's Town. That's like my favorite CD right now. I've been playing a lot of that.
The Killers, okay.
Killers, okay. All right, well, listen, you know, it's kind of short notice for guys with busy social calendars like ours, Nick, but we are going to take a look at next Friday and see what it looks like.
I want you guys there.
Well, Lisa. Doesn't sound like an invitation. It's like an order.
The only one that we know is free at this moment is Lisa.
Remember Lisa was saying, I got nothing to do next Friday. You guys have any plans? We can do something?
But the rest of us all need to check our schedules.
Yeah. But Lisa definitely will be there.
Definitely.
Seriously, I'm going to a play, of all things.
Oh, come on. This is better than a play.
Yeah.
Lisa.
I agree. Yeah. She'll give up her play. Don't worry about it.
And, of course, obviously, Alex is going to be there. I think we can speak for her. Sure. Alex is free. She'll be there.
Yeah.
Right? We know that.
And really, she's all you need, isn't she?
I want all you guys, but I don't want Alex first and foremost.
Exactly. Well, we'll guarantee her being there. We'll tell you that much, okay?
All right, Nick, I'm glad you called. We're very flattered by the invitation. When you call others on your guest list, try to dial down the urgency of the request a little bit is my advice to you.
I'm not urgent. I'm excited. I am really super excited for this.
Okay. Are you going to be holding a sign during the party?
No, I'm hosting it. I'm the host. I'm the quarterback of this thing.
All right.
Oh, wow. All right there, Jeff Garcia. We'll see you on Friday.
Just need some receivers. All right. Thank you, Nick.
I look forward to seeing you guys there.
All right.
Assumptive close.
Lisa will be there.
Right, so I can sign you up for yes.
We need to, you know, we have the stuff we need to check into first.
Before. Well, you know, Friday. I've got the thing Friday. You guys
well,
don't
yeah,
have
yeah, you picked me up on your way, Ralph.
I've had the thing Friday for longer than you. I mean, even in December,
I'm in training. I can't party.
But the thing for
guys, if you ever wanted to go to somebody's party, though, it would be Nick's, right?
Of course.
I mean, he's sure. Yeah. I mean, he's a good dude. I mean, we'd enjoy it. I think we'd have a good time if we were free. The question is just short notice. That's all.
I'd like to invite him to one of my parties. I don't know that I want to go to his.
Really? What?
I mean, if I was available, I'm saying
I think
if
it'd
I was
be fun.
Available.
But Nick's a great guy.
What part of the world does Nick live in, by the way?
Anybody La Crescenta.
La Crescenta. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, party capital of Southern California.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Party right, on Foothill thank... Boulevard, baby.
Woo! All of our guests on the Kevin and Bean Show today, including our pal Tim Leiwicki, president of Staples Center, and the Anschutz Sports Group, president of the LA Kings and the LA Galaxy, I guess they help run over there, too. So congratulations to them on David Beckham. Also, thanks to actor and musician Jared Leto for joining us today. 30 Seconds to Mars, playing the Taste of Chaos. Tickets on sale now, February 22nd at the Long Beach Arena. And thanks to our new friend Mary Lynn Rice Cub for joining us today. 24 is back with a two-night, four-hour premiere on Fox this Sunday night at 8 on Fox for the first 2 hours, and then Monday at 8 for the second two.
Why do you have to make that noise every
he
time we speak
does.
About Jared Leto?
Something,
why
something visceral comes it
comes out of you.
This is Jared.
Yeah.
Stop with the noise. You're freaking me out.
Oh. Yeah. Something viscous comes out of you. I know that much. I don't know about anything visceral.
Whoa. Make sure and tune in Monday as we have the best of Kevin and Bean 2007.
Oh, you're going to look awesome. Back over the whole year?
It's been a hell of a year so
sure
far.
Has.
Woo! We've had some good times. And then Tuesday, we'll be back with an all-new show. We've got K-Rock's World Tour 2007 Destination number 3 at 7:15 on Tuesday morning.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
God damn it, I love pot.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Marijuana is delicious.
Roll another one, just like the other one. This what seems to be about to quit, and I need another hit.
Cat Corbett up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music, including The Unforgiven by Metallica. Also, just for you, Nick, new music from The Killers. We got Incubus coming up, Tool, Foo Fighters, and more. Have a great weekend.
Roll,
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 roll another one.
Now, exactly how much pot did you smoke?
Just like the other one.
Marijuana is just nature's way of
this
saying hi.
Seems to be about to end. I don't have another cent.
If you smoke marijuana, you will become an unmotivated, dysfunctional loser.
What do you guys do over there after the show's aired? You just send the tape straight over to the Smithsonian?
I would like to thank all the fans across the world for the support. I also would like to thank everybody involved to be part of my success. My parents, my friends. I love you all and wish you all the best. Have a great summer.
And that was a disgraceful performance. In my opinion, that sucked.
Listen, I gotta go.
Okay, nutcases, get out of there. Good work. Long day. Really long. Why don't you guys head home early? Time off for good behavior. Good job. Enjoy your freedoms.
So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.